is a presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network. BYU Cougars basketball is on the air.
Back left to Trevin. Cole, fire, score!
Trevin nailed for three!
This is Cougar Pregame Live, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union. Mountain America, guiding members forward for more than 80 years. To get you ready for BYU versus Arizona State, here's your host, Ben Bagley.
And welcome on in, BYU Hoops fans, as we send 2024 out with a Big 12 bang. And your BYU Cougars are hosting the Arizona State Sun Devils in a New Year's Eve matinee here on Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Today, the Cougars are looking to send out 2024 in a positive manner and start the Big 12 conference season. Play begins today for the Cougars with a win over Bobby Hurley and his ASU team in town from the Valley of the Sun. Last season at the Las Vegas Showdown, BYU beat ASU 77-49, yet these two teams are very different than they were last season when they met. Of the current Cougars who played in that game, both Trevin Nell and Richie Saunders scored 9 points apiece in that game and were the leading returning scorers. As for the Sun Devils, only three players who played in that game returned this season for the Sun Devils. So really hard to read anything into the outcome of the game a year ago between these two squads. As far as this season goes, really similar for BYU and ASU. Both teams come into the game at 9-2, with the Sun Devils' losses coming against a pair of top 10 teams at 6th-ranked Gonzaga earlier this season and a neutral site game in Atlanta against 9th-ranked Florida. The Devils, like BYU, boast a trio of impact and exciting freshmen. In fact, if you look at this game, you have five of the most exciting freshmen in all of college basketball playing in this game. For the Sun Devils, freshman big man Jaden Quaintance, who's averaging 8.3 rebounds a game, and get this, 38 blocks on the season. This guy's 6'9 and plays big in the middle of the floor for the Sun Devils. Jashawn Sonnen, freshman guard, averaging 14.3 points per game. He's the leading scorer for the Sun Devils, and he's shooting a clip of 51% from three on the season. He is an expected NBA draft lottery pick for the Sun Devils. And Bashir Jaheed, a freshman forward averaging just under 14 points a game and also shooting nice from the three-point range at about 36% for the season from three. Both teams coming into conference play, this conference opener, enjoying an extended time off between games, with BYU's last game coming 11 days ago in a win over Florida A&M, and Arizona State coming in 10 days off. Their last game was 10 days ago in a win over UMass. The time off was needed for BYU, with Yegor Demon having missed the last three games. In fact, the last time Yegor played was almost a month ago on December 3rd in the loss at Providence. And Richie Saunders, he's missed all but 1 minute of the last two games for BYU. Yesterday, BYU head coach Kevin Young told the media, barring any unforeseen circumstances, both should be available for today's game, which is good news for BYU and BYU fans. Coach Young went on to say this, quote, "They've been able to practice quite a bit. They look good, still monitoring those guys to make sure everything checks out. I wish we could have played even more, honestly, to get those guys even more run, but I know they're both eager and ready to get back out there with their teammates," close quote. In other words, Coach Young, maybe not in favor of the 11 days off for the BYU Cougars coming into this game. Hard to expect the team coming out as fresh and clean as you would expect after 11 days off for BYU. In today's pregame conversation, I talked to Trevin Nell about the 10 days off. I started the conversation asking him if the time off was a good thing or a bad thing for the BYU Cougars.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good thing just for our mental health to kind of get away from, you know, Provo for some of the guys. They can go back home, see their families. And it was a good refresher to get ready for the gauntlet of the Big 12. I know these guys are really pumped. We kind of just got back for practice. Everybody's really excited. The energy is great. The competitiveness is great. So I think it was a great refresher for all of us.
That first practice back, what was it, lethargic? Was there some rust that you guys had to get knocked off?
Yeah, I mean, we definitely ran a ton, trying to get just the conditioning back, our lungs back. But again, you know, it was just a little refresher for some of the plays. And at the end of the day, like, we know how important these games are. And so we're going to come ready to go come Tuesday.
Every game counts, obviously, but we're going from preseason to the Big 12, and you're starting with Arizona State, a Big 12 newcomer in hoops, but not a newcomer on the national front with Bobby Hurley and the Sun Devils, a good team. What do you guys see in this Arizona State game team?
Yeah, I mean, they're really well coached. They're really athletic. They are really, really skilled. They have really good guards and some bigs that are relentless on the glass. They're a lot better team than what we played them last year. So it's going to be a really good test for us. I think they're going to come hungry and ready to go, but I love our chances. I love the way we play. I love if we just focus on us, I think we have a good chance in this game.
Granted, game one is one of many in the Big 12, but how important is it to put your stamp early on conference play, come out with a win in game one?
I mean, it's everything. We got to protect home court. We got to, you know, protect what's ours, and I love our BYU rock. I love the BYU, you know, Cougar Nation, so they got to come ready to go just as much as we. But this is everything. Like, this is every single game makes or breaks the season, and our goal is to go to the tournament, make a run, so everything rides on it. So it's go time tomorrow, so let's go.
How do things change in conference play? I mean, does the rotation shrink? Does things change a little bit? Or do we not know the answer to that yet?
I mean, I don't think we know entirely. It just comes up down to Coach Young and kind of what he feels during the games. But I feel like we have a really good core. We have a really good, you know, dynamics on the team right now. I trust every single one of our guys, and I know they're going to produce, and I know we're going to come ready to go.
They've got a wing player, a freshman phenom, and Joe Shonson, and this guy who's also an NBA lottery expected pick. What do you see out of this guy? He likes to shoot the three, good length, some defense there.
Yeah, he's a hungry scorer. He is really, really well. Like, he's talented. He shoots the ball really quick. He has a good first step, and he's got the confidence to back it up right now. So it's going to be a great challenge for us. We're going to definitely put some length on him and just make his night really, really hard. He's going to have to earn every single shot he takes. So that's kind of our game plan going into this.
How do you do that? How do you look at when guys, because you guys are getting scouted the same way with guys like Yegor and stuff. Is that help in the preparation of this game where you're having to deal with that in practice as well? And now you're going to go face it with an opponent?
Yeah. I mean, every practice, like, we have really good guys that really get us ready for games. And sometimes they go off in practice and, you know, we get yelled at a little bit, and I think that's exactly what we need to dial in on the details of this game. And so for a guy like Sanon and even, you know, Miller and their point guard, Mason, like, these guys are really dynamic players, and so we just got to really stay focused on the details, trust each other. I think the biggest thing is just trust. We got smacked at Providence, and I feel like we really responded these last couple games of, you know, trusting each other and letting the game kind of come to us. So that's exactly what we need to continue to do in the Big 12 play.
Early day game matinee here with being New Year's Eve. Is that going to be weird?
I mean, I love day games. I think it's great for us. We don't sit around as much just waiting for the game or thinking about the game too much. And we just go out there and play. I think exactly kind of what we need to do is, you know, remember it's a game and remember to go out there and have fun and be competitive. And so, yeah, it's going to be fun on New Year's Eve. Hopefully we get the win, and hopefully we can make Cougar Nation proud going into the new year.
What are the two things this team needs to do tomorrow to end 2024 with a W?
I think the number one thing is defense. Like, defense has to be a priority. I know it's cliche to say, like, defense wins games, but this is a defensive game for us. We have to remember our tight shell and trusting each other, and then just be unselfish. Like, we always talk about good to great plays on the offensive end. So trust each other on the offensive end, shoot with confidence, and then remember our defensive principles.
That's Trevin Nell in our pregame conversation. Interesting to see. He's excited to play a New Year's Eve matinee. A good way to start your New Year's Eve festivities off with some Cougar basketball. Coming up next, we'll go to the Marriott Center for the courtside conversation with Mark Durant. Cougar Pregame Live continues in a moment on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Ben Bagley with more Mountain America Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Welcome back into Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for BYU's Big 12 opener on New Year's Eve as they host Arizona State in a matinee game this afternoon. Now it's time to go courtside for a courtside conversation with a guy who has his bottle of sparkling apple cider ready. It's Mark Durant. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I don't have – I mean, I save that to later. The hard stuff comes later. Right now I got a pineapple Fanta to ease myself into the festivities.
You got to start slow. That's a pro move right there, Mark Durant. You don't want to go hard too soon. Hey, let's talk about this game today. You've got BYU, you've got Arizona State. I want to talk about, like, the freshman talent that's going to be on display in this game a little bit later. But let's start here. BYU's coming in off 11 days off. Arizona State's coming in off of 10 days off. The whole rest versus rust conversation, where do you come down on it? What do you expect to see early from these two teams?
Well, I think it's an issue. I mean, these teams, it used to be where you played a lot of games in December, but now with the conference schedule set up as it is, I think they're trying to lighten the load with finals and Christmas. And these teams have actually had some time off, and you can lose it pretty quick. I mean, it's a lot of food and a lot of lazing around. If you're not kind of mindful of that, then it can get away from you. But listen, both teams in the same boat. I think this is a great matchup. Both very similar teams, good shooting teams, same record, and. I think, it's hard to put too much spin on one game, but I think to start this season, I think this may be the separator for these two teams. I think one of these two is going to be in the upper half of the conference and one's going to be in the lower half, and I think today we might see which one that is. I think it's really even more important for BYU being at home, but I think there'll be a little rust, but both teams will have to go through it, and then after a couple minutes, we'll just be right back where we saw these teams where they last left off.
Yeah, teams aside, Yegor Demon going to play today. He's going to be in the starting lineup, but he hasn't played since December 3rd. Coach Kevin Young said yesterday in his conference call with the media that he wishes he would have been able to get more games in the recent past just to make sure himself, Yegor, and Richie got a chance to kind of get back into the flow of things before this. Richie will also be available for BYU and play today. He's coming off of a couple of weeks off, having missed the last two games. These two guys are key pieces for this BYU team. If they're going to make noise in the Big 12, how quickly do they need to reassimilate themselves into this game?
Well, I think we kind of know what Richie will bring, and I think he'll bring it. I'm really interested to see how Yegor does in the Big 12. I think, for the most part, BYU's fortunes rely on him, and I hate to put that much pressure on the kid. But I mean, if you've kind of been built up as a lottery pick and going to the NBA, all that stuff. I mean, there's so much talk around him, and rightly so. He's a terrific player. If he can play to that standard, BYU's going to be at the top, four or five teams in this conference. But if he doesn't, then they're going to really struggle. And not struggle, but more middle of the pack. So he's got to be great. He's got a nice new buzz cut. I like it, but he has been out a few weeks. The last performance was poor performance, but with the caveat that he was injured early in the game, so he just wasn't himself. But that was not a great performance. So I'm interested most to see how Yegor performs, because I just don't know how he'll do. I think he'll be great. And I think he'll be the type of player that should be a lottery pick. And if he can do that, BYU's fortunes are bright in this conference.
How quickly do you expect him to be great in this game? Like, there's no doubt he's got the talent, right? But still, a month off's tough. Like, it's hard to say, oh, he's going to come right out of the gate and be the Yegor everybody expected him to be the moment he signed for BYU. Like, do you kind of slowly integrate him into it, or do you say, hey, go and go hard right out of the get-go?
There's no waiting around anymore. You got to go. You got to go hard. And it's not even that Yegor has to be 20 points, 10 assists every night, but he needs to be a real threat. He needs to be somebody that if you don't take care of him on your scout when you're playing him, he's gonna kill you. And if he can be a threat, even if he's scoring 10 points, that – in order to stop him, you have to commit resources to him. And if you have to do that and leaves guys like Trevin Nell open for threes and Richie and Fusini, where teams are going to have to try and guard him one-on-one because he can't leave because Yegor is a threat. That's all he needs. He needs to be so good that he's a threat and require resources to stop him. If he can do that, this team's going to be really good. But if a team can say, hey, listen, the scout on Yegor is to just be really physical with him and not let him turn the corner on you and beat him with the, not let him get a first step on you, and you can only have to dedicate one guy to him to slow him down, then that could be real problematic. He just needs to be somebody that draws a lot of attention because he's so good. And if he's drawing attention, then you have to forget about some other really good players that BYU has, and it's gonna be a pick-your-poison situation. I think he can do that. He certainly showed many times in the preseason that he could, but we haven't seen him for a month. His last performance was subpar, and now these are really, really good teams with great coaches, super athletic guards that – you know, can be physical with him, are quick, and I'm just interested to see how he'll perform under those types of circumstances.
You mentioned garnering attention. Arizona State's got three young freshmen who garner a lot of attention in Quayton, Sinan, and Jod. All three of them really, really talented guys. Sinan's right now projected as also an NBA lottery pick next year. Quayton's 36 blocks on the season for a freshman big guy. That's pretty phenomenal. And both Sinan and Jihad, really, really dangerous three-point shooters. You look at these freshmen for Arizona State, and which one are you excited? Is probably the wrong word to use, but most interested in watching play against this BYU team?
I think Quayton's he's pretty impressive. And, I mean, I look at myself when I was a freshman. I was like 195 pounds dripping wet. But these guys are men. They come in here men, and they come in here with a lot of experience. And it used to be it took freshmen a little while to acclimate to college basketball because it's just a whole different level. But now these kids are traveling around the country, AAU and all these club things, and they're getting college experience in high school. And they have the right nutrition, they have the right weightlifting, and they're able to come in and contribute. So that's a new wrinkle in college basketball than what I'm used to. And it's really incredible, Ben, to think about this Arizona State team who I watched in Vegas last year. BYU throttled them, and they were not a good basketball team. It was hard to watch them at times. And you think, well, the days of teams being mired in mediocrity for years just because it takes a while to dig yourself out of it are gone. I mean, they don't have anybody back from that team, really.
And three guys and who yet, played in that game are back on this team.
Yeah, and yet they're, you know, a really, really good basketball team. And they, through the portal, NIL, and these great freshmen. And we see it with BYU. You can bring in a couple great freshmen and NIL guys. And so you can rebuild and retool so quickly. This is a totally different team, a much better team than we saw last year, one that can compete in the Big 12 at a high level. And so I'm excited to see all these freshmen. And this is a freshman fest here, and some of the best in the country in the Marriott Center to kick off conference play.
It's a freshman festivus at the Marriott Center today. Hey, you kind of touched on this earlier, but I want to go back to it, and we'll end on this. It is the first Big 12 conference game of the season for both these teams. Last season, BYU, maybe a disappointing loss against Cincinnati to start conference play. Then they go to Baylor and lose a tough game at Baylor and start 0-2 in the conference. Turned out pretty all right at the end of the season for BYU. But that said, it's still important to kind of start at a strong foot forward. How important is it for BYU to get a home win to start conference play today?
I think it's critical, really critical. I mean, you know, the expectations are different this year. Obviously, BYU performed very well in the conference play last year, and then you bring in Yegor Cannon and Cabe and others and bring back a bunch of guys. I mean, the expectations, rightly so, are higher for BYU. And, you know, I think as good as Arizona State's been, I think that they're probably a middle-of-the-pack conference team. So what you have to do is take care of teams that you should beat, especially on your home floor. You got to do that. Maybe then go out and pick up two, three, four road wins. And then you're right in that nice formula for, you know, top of the conference, NCAA tournament, all that stuff that you want. So you've got to – I mean, this is not – Arizona State, as good as they are, is not Kansas coming in here or Iowa State. I mean, this is a team that BYU should beat. And if they were not to beat them at home, that's a huge setback. Then you got to go to Houston. You find yourself in the same situation you were in last year, because that's going to be obviously a tough game at Houston. So this, to me, is absolutely as important as a first game can be for BYU.
Mark, thanks so much. We'll turn things over to you and Greg here in just a moment.
Hey, thanks a lot, Ben. See ya.
That's Mark Durant with our Courtside Conversation. Go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of the 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. After a quick timeout, we'll look at some other scores in college hoops, including this opening day of conference play. You're listening to Cougar Pregame Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
With more Mountain America, Cougar Pregame Live, here's Ben Bagley.
Welcome back to Cougar Pregame Live, presented by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. We're getting you ready for the BYU Cougars and the Arizona State Sun Devils. We'll get you to Greg and Mark here in just a moment. But first, let's take a look at the Big 12 scoreboard. Three games in action right now in the Big 12 on this New Year's Eve, early matinee games. Right now, in the second half, with about 10 minutes left, number 7, Kansas, hosting West Virginia. The Mountaineers up 48-37 on the 7th-ranked Jayhawks. 25th-ranked Baylor hosting the University of Utah, and Baylor up big 51-25. That game, 13 minutes left in the second half. Also with 13 minutes left in the second half, Texas Tech hosting but trailing UCF. The Knights have a 66-49 lead in that game. One college football final, down goes Bama as the 11th-ranked Crimson Tide fall to the Michigan Wolverines 19-13 at the ReliaQuest Bowl. That might be big for BYU fans. You might see them jump Alabama in the final rankings. That'll wrap things up. Coming up next, we'll send you to the Marriott Center for Cougar Pregame Coaches Show with Greg Rebell. You're listening to the BYU Basketball on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
This is the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Zions Bank, for all your personal and business banking needs, Zions Bank is for you. Let's take you courtside and join the voice of the Cougars, Greg Rebell.
Good afternoon and happy new year, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus here in Provo, Utah, as today the BYU Cougars open their second season of Big 12 conference play with a league opener against conference newcomer Arizona State. The resurgent Sun Devils come into today on a roll, having won 7 of their last 8 games. My name is Greg Rebell. I'll have your play-by-play call this afternoon, joined on the headset by my courtside colleague for the last 28 seasons, the beloved former Cougar Ironman himself, Mark Durant. Mark, it's another challenging Big 12 opener for the Cougars. Last year, the Cougs played their first ever Big 12 game home to Cincinnati, and the Bearcats won that game here in Provo. This time around, BYU again opens at home. This time it's an ASU team that has the same record as BYU, 9-2, and two of the top freshmen in college basketball in Jaden Quaintance and Josan Sannan, plus a dominant five-man in Bashir Jihad. This is by no means the same ASU team that BYU shellacked last season in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that was a butt-kicking last season. I don't remember seeing. I've seen a lot of ASU over the years. I've never seen a team that played that poorly in that game. It got a little bit better as the season went on. They got a good coach in Coach Hurley, so they got better. But this is a completely different team. It's a whole new world, right, Greg, of fab freshmen coming in that can play right out of high school because of their experience in high school, and you've got NIL. You can create a whole new team. It used to be you had to struggle in mediocrity for like 5-6 years to build up your team and get your guys in there. Now it's like every year is a whole new team, but because of that, you can get a really good team quickly, and that's what ASU's done. They're a very good team. They've got these great freshmen. They've got some transfers, and you combine that together with a good coach, like I mentioned, and a new opportunity in the Big 12, they could be a player in this conference. And so when you're playing another team like this, you've got them on your home floor, and they're kind of right where you're at. You need to get this win. This is a big, big game. You have to get the win at home against teams that you should beat in this conference, and it's not easy. Just look what's happening in this conference, but you've got to get the home wins. And this is one BYU desperately needs to get. I know they haven't played a conference game yet, but it's as big a first game as you could possibly get because BYU needs to establish themselves as a player, a top team in this conference, and you do that by winning these types of games.
Great setup there from Mark Durant. My pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young is coming up next as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young as we return to the Zions Bank Cougar Pregame Coaches Show. Here's Greg Wrubell.
Big 12 play getting underway today with the New Year's Eve matinee. It's BYU and Arizona State meeting at the Marriott Center for the first time in more than 15 years. Second day of play in the Big 12 after four league openers last night. Starting today and for 10 consecutive weeks, it'll be two games a week. Every week, nine Tuesdays, one Wednesday, all 10 Saturdays, going to be a grueling grind in one of the very best basketball conferences in the country. The Big 12 currently ranked third in KenPom, and of the 16 teams, 14 in the net top 100, nine teams, including BYU, in the net top 50, ASU just outside the top 50 at 51st. Time now for my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Kevin Young, presented by Zions Bank. For all of your personal and banking business needs, business banking needs, visit us online at zionsbank.com or stop by your local Zions Bank branch to meet with a banker in person. Let us show you all the ways Zions Bank is for you. And today, we begin with some good news, very good news. After 4 weeks without the injured Yegor Demin and the last 2.5 weeks without the injured Richie Saunders, both players are back and back in Coach Young's starting lineup against Arizona State.
Yeah, it's big. You know, it's tough because they were, you know, missed a lot of, I thought, important practice time and some important games. But, you know, we had some time to get them in the fold kind of after the Christmas break there. I thought it gave other guys an opportunity to step up and, you know, show what they could do as well. So it's nice having a full slate going into conference.
Yeah, 9-2 through non-league, plus at relatively full health now. I mean, it's as good of a situation, I think, as you maybe hope for, more or less, going into Big 12 play.
Yeah, I mean, I would, you know, perfect world, we had maybe a bit more continuity with our, you know, everyone being healthy. But, you know, I think that stuff kind of helps you in different ways where, like I said, you kind of find out things about other guys that have stepped up, and everyone kind of has been able to, you know, have a little taste of what it feels like out there. So hopefully that plays dividends in the long run for us.
It's been 4 weeks for Yegor, 2.5 weeks since we've seen Richie play. How much do you anticipate them being able to kind of pick back up where they left off?
I feel good about it. Yeah, I know Yegor had to sit on that Providence game a lot longer than the rest of us did, so I know he's really eager to get back in action. And Richie's a guy that just, you know, with his Iron Man kind of mentality, that never wants to miss anything. And so I'm sure he'll be ready to pick up right where he left off as well.
Great challenge in Arizona State coming in also at 9-2 with a couple of, two of the better freshmen in college basketball right now.
Yeah, no, they have some dynamic young guys for sure. You know, Sandin's a dynamic scorer, three-level guy, you know, really shooting the heck out of the ball from three. He's a guy that can go off, you know, for 30 on any night, so we got to pay a special attention to him. And then, you know, big fella acquaintance is he's a one-man wrecking crew out there, man. He feels like he's just all over the place, feels like he's got a, you know, a 12-foot wingspan. He's getting deflections and blocks all over the place, and high-energy guys will have to match that for sure.
I think I heard you using the name Draymond to kind of liken him to how a guy plays out there.
Yeah, I mean, I think any coach, you know, you try to have some rules defensively, and then you get unique talents like him or Draymond where they can kind of make their own rules, and they just make plays, and they have a good knack for the ball. It feels like that's kind of how they use him, and we'll have to be extremely mindful around him when the ball is kind of in his area.
And great matchups inside, Quaintance and Jihad, Catchings and Kata. You throw Foos in there. The four fives are fun to watch today.
Yeah, that'll be a good battle in terms of, size on both teams and high motor guys down low and guys flying around and a lot of athleticism on the floor for sure.
All right. How ready are you to get into your first Big 12 conference grind here?
Ready for it, man. That's why I came. That's why we signed up. All of us signed up to come here to play in this league, be able to play against really good teams every night. And so we're ready, man. We're just kind of tired of talking about it, ready to get out there and play.
All right. Coach, looking forward to it. Thanks for the preview. We'll talk to you postgame.
Thank you.
All right, that is BYU head coach Kevin Young. Time now for today's Keys to the Game, brought to you by your local Ford stores. BYU basketball is built Ford proud. Mark Durant, what are your keys for BYU against ASU this afternoon?
I think BYU needs to keep ASU from the three-point line to around 30%. They're a good three-point shooting team, up near 40%, so that's a big one. And then, you know, I think this team is kind of hung their hat on rebounding the ball well. They need to continue that into conference play. I want a plus five in the rebound margin. They do those things at home, they should get a win.
BYU had 51 rebounds against ASU last year in Las Vegas.
Well, there was a lot of missed shots for them to get. ASU was not good that night.
Yeah, you mentioned the 30% number from three. ASU was 10% from three against BYU last year in Vegas. They were 2 for 20, but as we talked about, last year's team, nothing to do with this year's version.
It's a whole different squad, and like I said, I played against Bobby Hurley. He's a competitor, and it didn't sit well with him last year. He went out and got some guys this year, and he's ready to go.
Heading into break, we remind you to go to BigOTires.com and make an appointment at one of 50 locally owned and operated Utah locations. Big O Tires, the team you trust. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show coming your way next, live from the Marriott Center in Provo, Utah, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by Hyundai. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The Cougar Tip-Off Show is also brought to you by the BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Also brought to you by Siegfried and Jensen, helping Utah families for over 30 years. Let's head live to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good afternoon once again, Cougar Nation. Welcome back courtside at the Marriott Center. It's BYU and Arizona State on New Year's Eve, but opening day for the Cougars and Sun Devils as they tip off their Big 12 slate. BYU 6-4, its last 10 conference openers. Of course, 9 of those 10 openers were WCC games. The Cougs lost their first ever Big 12 opener home to Cincinnati last year. This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show brought to you by Hyundai. There's joy in every journey. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you for play-by-play and commentary as we begin this year's Big 12 journey. Our studio host is Ben Bagley, coordinating producer Terry South, control board operators and editors James Finlayson, Kaylee Radford, and Maya Tippetts. Our BYU radio engineer is Barry Squires. Great to have you with us on the new skin, BYU Sports Network, our satellite flagship, BYU Radio, Sirius XM 143, and our over-the-air flagship, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM at 1160 AM. Also get us on the BYU Radio app, byuradio.org, the KSL app, and the TuneIn app as well. Well, Yegor Demin and Richie Saunders once again available and back in the starting lineup for BYU and just in time for conference play. But it will be only the fourth game that today's starting five will have started together. And BYU lost two of the three games with this starting group. Mark, Kevin Young would have preferred to see a lot more of this unit and work out all the rotation kinks in non-conference play, especially with Yegor and Dallin, you know, two point guards essentially playing together. But due to injury, didn't work out that way.
Ideally, you would have had the preseason to address any chemistry issues, let guys play together, get used to each other. Now, there were some bright spots. You had other guys that were able to play and step up and get time that they otherwise might not have, and I thought that was good for this team. But, yeah, that's going to be a challenge. And, you know, Yegor is an interesting case study to me to see how teams are going to play him, because I think that the scout on him is, all right, his biggest weakness is his weakness. He's just not a big, strong guy. So let's really be physical. Let's get after him. Let's try and turn him. So BYU's going to have to do some things to relieve some of that pressure, have Foos or Cable come up high and do some other things. And I think if Yegor can kind of figure out how to deal with that and the pressure that's going to come to him, that I think he's really going to be the key factor for BYU. I mean, he's got to play well. He's got to do what his strengths are, his ability to pass the ball and find guys and make everybody better. And it's just been so long. I mean, the last game we saw him, Greg, it was not a good performance. He was injured. We'll give him that. And it's been a month. So you just kind of have some question marks is all I'm saying. And I can't wait to see him answer some of those, because in some games he's been absolutely fantastic.
I think it's fair to say BYU took a pretty conservative tack with Yegor in the recovery, and the schedule kind of allowed BYU to do that. I think if BYU really wanted to, they could have pressed him into action against Florida A&M, but why do that, right? Give him the Christmas break. And so I think they really wanted to give him a full 4 weeks to get back to full speed. They've done that. He returns today. And during those 4 weeks, only three games were played. Again, I think the Cougs caught a break with the schedule, and they were able to win all three of those games without Yegor Demin. Now, Richie Saunders, it was 2.5 weeks ago that he got hurt, but they only played one game since he got hurt, so it helped him and the team as well that way. And Richie's injury, got his bell rung against Wyoming, and it took him a little while to recover and clear the fog and clear the protocols and all that. But he's certainly good to go. So, it's you get to league play, and they kind of feel like they're at full strength.
Yeah, I think so, and that's the most important thing. All that's gone on before, you just kind of deal with that. But now is what really counts. You need to be at full strength. And Yegor's, he's a thoroughbred. You don't race him in the races that don't matter. You race him in the Kentucky Derby. Now is the Kentucky Derby. So everybody's got to play. Everybody got to work through some issues. And now every game is so much more important that those guys need to step up and be ready to go. And they are, which is great news for BYU.
Coming up, we'll hear from the ASU side of things with Sun Devil assistant coach Nick Irvin. As we go to break, we remind you that BYU basketball is presented by the BYU Store, official outfitter of BYU fans everywhere. The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. Let's head back courtside and rejoin Greg Wrubell.
Indeed, this is the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show. See your Utah Hyundai dealers, proud partner of BYU Athletics. We've got BYU and Arizona State meeting for the 51st time all time. It will now be an annual occurrence in the Big 12. The Cougs are 21-4 against the Sun Devils in Provo. Last meeting, neutral floor affair last year in Las Vegas, and BYU won that one 77-49. The Cougs were up 15 at halftime and never looked back, and Arizona State was looking forward after a tough season last year, a season that ended at 14-18. So head coach Bobby Hurley completely overhauled the roster, so much so that none of the Sun Devils' eight current rotation players, none of them even played in that game just last season. A short time ago, I spoke with ASU assistant coach Nick Irvin about the new look and the arrival of top talent in Tempe.
Oh, very different team. We know what BYU is about. They got a good offensive team, good defensive team. And, like we told the guys last year, a lot of y'all didn't play, but Adam Miller was a part of the team. Sean Phillips was part of the team. But, they wasn't there. But we know it's going to be a dogfight.
Pair of 9-2 teams in non-conference, and you guys proved yourself away from home. Only four games in your own building during non-conference.
Oh, we're a good road team. We like playing on the road. We know it's going to be a hostile environment, but we just got to stick together and play together, and then just wherever chips fall, they fall.
What did you learn about your group in the non-league?
Well, I learned about them that they're a good, tight-knit team that's going to play together. No matter what environment we're in, they're going to stick together and then just play the right way.
You know how it is right now in the portal world. So many teams load up their rosters with almost all seniors, it seems, sometimes. Yeah. And you're the rare team that plays three freshmen and gets a lot out of these guys.
Yeah, well, Coach Hurley, when we was putting the roster together, Coach Hurley said we need a mixture of young and old. And I think we did a good job with it. We got some good dynamic freshmen that seize the moment and love to play in big games.
Jaden Quaintance, as a freshman, leads the nation in block shots per game right now.
Oh, he's a freak of nature. He's one of a kind, a defensive nightmare, and he play hard. He don't care the magnitude of the game. He just going to go play one way.
Another freshman, Josan Sannon, started a few games. He's coming off the bench now. Why do you like him more off the bench?
Well, that gives a dynamic score off the bench, and, that could be his unit, where he could come in and score and that helps us a lot. And I take the pressure off some of the starters, knowing that we got a starter really in Joe coming off, and he could do what he do.
Coming into the week, Bashir Jihad led the Big 12 in both free throw attempts and free throw makes. He forces the issue, doesn't he?
Yeah, he do. Yeah, I love Bashir. And one thing about him, he going to give it everything he got. Inside, outside guy that, he got matchup problem, whether it's the four or the five, man. So, he do a good job of mixing it up a little bit.
What do you like about BYU, and what are your thoughts about playing in a building that's top 10 right now in attendance?
Well, the thing I like about BYU, they got a mixture inside and outside, and they play together as one. They rebound, they pass the ball well. They just play the game the right way. And, you know, playing this building, I watched my brother play in this building years ago, and I know what type of environment we're going into.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. We'll see you back in Tempe.
All right, thank you, man. Appreciate you.
All right, that's ASU assistant coach Nick Urban. BYU fans make a fast break to the new Doug Smith Kia in Linden for a huge selection of new and used cars like the all-electric EV6 or the 8-passenger Telluride. Doug Smith next to Home Depot in Linden. The Cougar Tip-Off Show continues after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on. Here's Greg Wrubell.
All right, the BYU and ASU coming up here at the Marriott Center. Interesting note about how these teams play. Now, we may see BYU's rotation tighten up a little bit today, Mark, with league play underway, but the Cougs come in two today, and part of this is a function of injury as well, I admit, but still, it's a really deep BYU team, right? And BYU comes in eighth nationally in bench minutes percentage, meaning Coach Kevin Young goes to his reserves a lot, and they play a lot. Arizona State ranks 303rd. They run their starting five. They use two, three bench players max. So a much tighter group for Coach Hurley, and so the bench minutes disparity is pretty dramatic.
Well, when you totally retool your roster, you can get some good players, but it's hard to get a lot of them. So they've got enough to be good, but there's not a lot of bench support for this team, and that's probably the great strength of BYU. How well has Dawson Baker been playing? And Mawut Mag has been really, really terrific. Obviously, Foose coming off the bench is a little bit of an anomaly because of what he can do. But, I mean, that's a great advantage for any team to be able to go 8, 9, 10 deep and not lose a step. But if Arizona gets in foul trouble or injury, I mean, that could be a real problem for them.
All right, this game, BYU and Arizona State, is the 8th of 8 league openers. 4 went last night. There was one upset, K-State beating Cincinnati in Manhattan. So it's a home win, but still an upset over the Bearcats. The other three teams expected to win all one. Today, you've got KU and West Virginia going down to the closing seconds in a tie game in Lawrence. You've got UCF and Texas Tech in a one-possession game final minute in Lubbock. The one blowout is Baylor handling Utah right now. Baylor's going to win their opener. They're crushing the Utes right now, 78-49, 1 minute to go in Waco. Now we've got BYU and ASU coming up next as Big 12 play gets underway. Tip-off of BYU and Arizona State is coming up next. This has been the Hyundai Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin.
Cougar fans, it's time to play BYU basketball.
Skip pass goes to Cannon for a wide open three, and that's good.
Play-by-play coverage of BYU basketball is brought to you by All Pro Capital Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garth, we hear you. And by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. This is BYU basketball.
Yegor for three. That's good. Top of the key three. Yegor Devin.
On the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, time to meet this afternoon's starting lineups, brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. Two games have already gone final in the Big 12 today. West Virginia upsetting Kansas and Lawrence by a single point. It's a one-possession game late in Lubbock. Texas Tech and UCF. Baylor is taking care of Utah. And here we go for BYU and ASU. Sun Devils, 9-2 on the year, 4-0 at home, 0-1 in true away games, 5-1 on neutral floor as Bobby Hurley in his 10th season in Tempe, 12th season overall. His record 164-133 with the Sun Devils, 206-153 overall. Starting at the point for ASU, number one, Alston Mason, 6'2 senior from Belgium, transfer from Missouri State and Oklahoma. At the two, number 44, Adam Miller, 6'3 senior from Chicago, and a two-time transfer from LSU and Illinois. At the three, number 10, B.J. Freeman, 6'5" senior from Selma, North Carolina, transfer from Milwaukee. At the four, the freshman, 6'9", number 21, Jaden Quaintance from Cleveland, Ohio, coming off a career-high 19 in his last game. And starting at center, number 8, Bashir Jihad, 6'9", senior from Detroit, Michigan, transfer from Ball State. Those are the Sun Devils. Mark Durant introduces you to the BYU Cougars.
At the point guard for the Cougars, back in the lineup, number 3, Yegor Damon, 6'9", the freshman out of Moscow, Russia. At the 2, number 30, Dallin Hall, 6'4", 197, junior out of Plain City, Utah. Your 3 man is number 15, also back, Richie Saunders, 6'5", junior from Riverton, Utah. Your 4 is number 6, Cannon Catching, 6'9", freshman from Brownsburg, Indiana. At the 5 spot, the big fellow, the man in the middle, number 13, Kev Ikeda, 6'9", junior from Bamako, Mali. It's your starting 5 for the 9-2 Cougars, 7-0 here in the Marriott Center, coached by Kevin Young in Season 1.
The officials for today's game, Tony Padilla, Marcus Pettigrew, and Chance Moore. Time now for the BYU Salt Lake Center tip-off. Tip-off, inspiring personalized learning with engaged instructors and smaller classes at BYU Salt Lake Center. Learn more at slc.byu.edu. The Sun Devils in black with maroon and gold, BYU in white with royal blue. Great to see Yegor back out on the floor for the first time in exactly 4 weeks. He has a new haircut to herald his return, keeping it tight. The buzz cut for the Russian freshman. And there's Richie Saunders in his trademark headband. He's back after missing a game. His Ironman streak came to an end. I'm sitting next to one of BYU's all-time Ironmen in Mark Durant. One thing about Richie is if he was cleared to play, he would have.
At all possible, he would have been on the floor. And it's smart to keep take care of guys now. I mean, the guys take care of their bodies a lot more nowadays, and they're more careful, which is good long-term for these guys. You're thinking long-term for a guy like Yegor. He got the rest he needed. Now he's ready for Big 12 basketball.
And so are we, and great to be with all of you on the new skin BYU Sports Network. Kaba Keita and Jaden Quaintance. Quaintance is the youngest player in college basketball. He will not be 18 until next July. He'll play the whole season as a 17-year-old.
They don't make 17-year-olds like they used to. I mean, he looks like a man to me.
All right, here we go. Tony Padilla has the ball ready for play. He tosses it up. And Kaba slaps to the boundary where Dallin Hall collects, and BYU will take it from back to front, right to left as we see it and you hear it. And Yegor starts things to Catchings up high. Yegor now right wing, lobs it low into double coverage though. The ball knocked away back into the hands of Kaida. He'll reset to Yegor, top of the key, 3, heavy on it. In his first shot in 4 weeks. He went 0-for-10 at Providence, opens up 0-for-1 here today. Yegor is back, but heavy on the first 3-point try. Arizona State basketball off the rebound.
Yeah, early threes always seem to be way long. You just pumped up and you let it fly, and you just need to get that energy and down a little bit, a little softer on that shot.
B.J. Freeman sees a double team in the short corner. I thought he traveled with it. No call. Gives to Jihad. He's blocked by Kaida, and BYU the other way, leading a 5-4 down the floor. Demon finds the open Richie Saunders for a 3. And that's good. Our first Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer of the day. Brought to you by Mountain America, the official credit union of BYU Athletics. The assist from Yegor, the three-pointer from Richie. The two guys who missed are back in and back on the score sheet.
Well, that was terrific defense to get out in transition to get an open three there. Gamos got the travel, and then Kaba with a great block.
Quaintance with a short corner jumper airballs that one into the hands of Saunders. Saunders, down floor, left corner, Catchings to the trailer, Yegor, angle left. Yegor to the top, terminates, no look right corner to Richie. A cycle from Hall to Yegor straight away. Quaintance closing out on Demet, and then takes a hit, no call, as Yegor hits the deck. The ball knocked away, retrieving it is Hall. Hall to the right wing, terminates, left wing Saunders. Saunders will drive kick out Dallin. Dallin beats his man to the paint, will kick out of it to Cannon for the 3. And that's in and out. The slap rebound by Demon to Hall. Reset Richie, top of the key. He'll drive it.
Oh, yeah.
Get right to the rim. Reverse lay in, score. Beautifully done by Richie Saunders. King Richard makes it 5-0 BYU.
5-0 Richie Saunders. A great move as he able to get ahead of steam. Kaba did a good job sealing his man. Left-handed layup, good.
Three-pointer Jihad is an air ball out of bounds. We'll call that nifty little reverse lay in from Richie Saunders and early. Zions Bank shot of the game, brought to you by Zions Bank. For 150 years of helping you succeed, Zions Bank is for you. So last couple shots from ASU, neither have hit the rim. BYU the other way, leading at 5-0. 2 minutes and 15 seconds in. Kata hands off to Yegor, angle right. He'll drive past Jihad, skip good a pass to Cannon. Cannon will take that three, will drive it. Kick out Hall. Hall, three-point land left side. A closeout there by Alston Mason. Dallin to the bump. Picks up his dribble. Left wing Ritchie with a 4 and 3 second shot clock. And Ritchie takes a bump on the baseline. Non-shooting. New clock for BYU. The foul will go to Adam Miller. His first. Adam Miller. He passed the 1,000-point scoring mark 2 games ago against Florida. Picks up the early foul. It'll be BYU basketball on the baseline. Baseline out of bounds. B-L-O-B. The blob play by Yegor Demin. Looking. Will lob out to Kata. Outside the perimeter left. Now Dallin straight away. 17:20 to go till halftime. BYU 5, Arizona State no score. Dallin Hall bouncing 35 feet away right side. Now Yegor left side, 10 feet outside the perimeter. Gets a high screen from Kata. Kata will roll low. Yegor will try to whip a pass to him, get it picked off by B.J. Freeman. Down floor, the lob up from Freeman, the hammer home by Jaden Quaintance. Points off of turnovers for ASU. Yegor Demin tried to whistle a pass to Kata. It was picked off and turns into two the other way.
Yeah, Yegor's been a little shaky in the early minutes. Not a good decision there. Had an open 15-footer.
Ritchie will drive it. Hand out to Cannon for three. That's strong. Rebound over the back. Kata. Offensive foul. And it'll come the other way. Kata picks up his first. The Cougs have their first. Team fouls even one apiece. 16:46 to go till halftime.
BYU's getting good looks. That's a couple good looks for Cannon. He's 0 for 2 in this one.
Pass the timeline, Miller. Picked up by catching Zapp, the dividing line. Left wing, Mason. 5-2, BYU, 3.5 in here at the Marriott Center. Mason, angle left. No look to Jihad. Backdoor, Quaintance. Quaintance sees a double. Lost control, gets it back beneath the basket. Lost control again. Saunders tried to save in off of Adam Miller and does so successfully. It'll be BYU basketball off the ASU turnover. Nice work by Ritchie. So good to have him back. You see already early what you miss when you don't have Ritchie Saunders on the floor.
He's part of that swarming defense that's causing ASU real troubles. The only bucket they've got is on transition, that alley-oop. Otherwise, their offense is really struggling.
Bobby Hurley out near the timeline to instruct his team as Dallin Hall will walk it into forecourt. Cougars have the same starting group on the floor. Demin down low to Hall. The send out to Cannon. Back to Yegor straight away. Yegor will shake it to the right, drive it left, and take a hit or travel. Take a hit on the... Oh, and Yegor is not getting up. And now he is getting up, favoring his left leg. But he hit the deck hard. He took a bump on the baseline drive, and the foul was called. It's foul number 2 on ASU to 1 for BYU. That foul going to B.J. Freeman, his first. 16:02, so the next whistle we hear will take us at the under 16-minute media timeout. Catchings off the inbound. Pull, fire, score for three! Cannon Catchings with cannon fire from the left corner. The Cougs' second Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer. The Cougs have a six-point lead, game-high six-point cushion at 8-2, 15:45 to play till the break.
Simple out-of-bounds play. Cannon coming off a screen, in motion, knocks it in.
Jihad driving Demin low. Yegor went for the block and got a piece of it. The shot missed, the rebound to Saunders. Outlets Dallin Hall. Dallin forecourt left side. 4.5 gone. BYU 8, ASU 2. Saunders for a three. Knocks it down off the assist from Dallin Hall. Left wing bomb from Ritchie. The Cougs third. Mountain America three-pointer. Saunders with 8 to lead all scorers, and it's BYU 11, ASU 2.
Ritchie is concussing the Sun Devils right now. He looks great coming off the injury.
Mason slow bounce right side. Jihad on the arc right wing. Jihad will drive the base on Cannon. Hall on the double.
Step
on the end line. Turnover, BYU basketball when we come back to the Marriott Center. Strong start for the Cougs. 15:02 to go in the first half. It is BYU 11, Arizona State 2, and Cougar basketball next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Basketball brought to you by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. Yegor Demin didn't play the last 3 games. He has 2 assists before the first media timeout. Ritchie Saunders missed the last game. He has 8 points. at the first media timeout. It is BYU 11 and Arizona State 2 here in Provo.
A terrific start, obviously, for BYU, and Arizona State really struggling. And that's one of the things when you've got a bunch of freshmen is they probably never played in an environment like this, and it could get to you. You see they're playing with a lot of adrenaline, missing shots badly, kind of panicking out there a little bit. Now they're going to settle in, and we'll get back into this game a little bit. So you want to take advantage while you've got them on the ropes a little bit right now, start throwing some punches and get as big a lead as you can, because I think this Arizona State team's not going away. They'll be in it, but you great start from the Cougars.
BYU, a great home record all time against Arizona State, 21-4.
Got a couple of those, I think.
Including an 11-3 mark in the Marriott Center.
Yeah, I think we played them twice. One was in the NIT, one just a regular game, and got both of those.
BYU has won the last five against ASU here in Provo. Trevin Nell checks in. So that means Dallin Hall will sit. Yegor will run the show. So Yegor with Saunders, Nell, Catchings, and Kada. And BYU will take it from back to front, right to left, as we see it and you hear it here at half number one. Yegor Demon, slow bounce with the right hand of the right wing to Cannon. Hands back out to Yegor. Yegor whips it with one hand to Cannon. He'll take a baseline drive left side. Cut off with a, a nice little shake and bang!
Oh, they
and
call floats travel. It.
They call travel on Cannon Catchings. He hits the jumper. After losing his defender, wave it off.
It may or may not have been, but what a great move as he kind of just did a high dribble and goes back baseline. That was cool.
Turnover number two for BYU. Turnovers even two apiece. 11-2, the Cougar lead. Alston Mason, left wing, top side to Miller. Back to Mason, top of the key three, missed by Freeman. BYU on the rebound. Cougars in forecourt right side with Yegor. Yegor to the bump. Left wing Richie. Again, quick pull and fire. This one looks short and is. Offensive rebound of Kaba Kada. One of the best offensive and defensive rebounders in the country. Top 10 in both offensive and defensive rebound rate. Trevin Nell will try it and miss it strong. Tip by Kaba. No, off the three-point miss by Nell. And Arizona State on the rebound. 6 minutes gone here at the Marriott Center. BYU 11, ASU 2. Open three right side, Jihad. Short on that, offensive rebound. B.J. Freeman on a reset for ASU. Freeman in the corner. Miller. Sees a double. Out to Freeman for three. Another miss. Another offensive rebound for Arizona State. Quaintance resets to Jihad. Jihad backing down on Kaba. Cannon comes on the double. High. Miller, right, Freeman, handoff, Quaintance waits up and in at the rim. Quaintance has all four for Arizona State. Three shots on the possession for ASU.
Too many chances. Now, if you're missing threes, they're going to be long rebounds, so that's difficult, but you can't give them that many opportunities. And now BYU, they've had a couple empty possessions here. See if they can get a bucket.
11-4, the score. Richie for three again, hit on the attempt, and he'll shoot three free throws. And it'll be against Bashir Jihad. Jihad with his first foul. The Sun Devils have their third team foul. Richie will shoot three with the Cougs up 7 and 11-4. Fuseni Traore and Mawut Mag soon to check in for BYU. Richie shooting 68% at the free throw line. And a miss on free throw, one of three. So BYU has hit. A bit of a cold stretch here in the first half.
Well, we've had a lot of BYU players struggle early from the line as he makes that one, but have free throw shooting's been much better lately. Richie's one of those guys that needs to be up in the high 70s at least. And he's one for two here, chance to get two for three.
Ends a 2 minute 16 second scoring drought for BYU. This would give Richie double figure scoring in the first 7 minutes and rattles that home. So two for three on the trip, and BYU up eight at 12-4. Large lead was 9 and 11-2. Sorry, pardon me. 13-4. The game-high lead is matched. Richie did make two of three. Alston Mason runs it to the right wing. Still on the dribble. High he goes to Joson Sannon. Sannon checks in. He's the leading scorer, and he comes off the bench. Seven-footer Sean Phillips is also in off the bench. So Bobby Hurley going for subs as Quaintance misses a three from the left corner. Rebound Mawut. Hands off Yegor. Demon to front court. Yegor whips it low to Foose. Foose gets right low and passes out of it to Saunders. Saunders at the mid-range will find Mag in the right corner. Now Demon with a 15-second shot clock. Foose up top. Hands off Yegor. Yegor working with Foose, whips a pass that's knocked away, but into the hands of Nell. Nell with a 7-second shot clock, gives it to Mag. Mag was unsure what to do and ends up missing at the rim. Fortunately for BYU, it knocked out of bounds by Arizona State. But what Mag was wide open, didn't expect the pass from Nell, and kind of squeezed it up tentatively and missed the shot. Fortunately for BYU, it ends up in Cougar possession. With 12:23 to play till halftime, the Cougar leads the game high 9 at 13-4.
Well, Trevin had about a 15-footer that was open. I think Mawet figured he was going to shoot it, so wasn't quite ready to catch and score.
Deming will drive it, find a wide-open Mag left corner, high-arcing shot heavy. Offensive rebound, Foose gets hit on his way up and scores it. That should have been an and-one. They don't blow the whistle, but Foose rings the bell. At 15-4, BYU by double digits for the first time today. 15-4, Useni Traore now 5 points away from 37th on the all-time scoring tally.
Sun Devils have some redwoods out there. And doesn't matter to Foose. He'll go get that offensive rebound and score it. Quaintance again.
Three-point miss by Quaintance left side. ASU's 0 for 6 from deep. BYU 3 for 9. Yegor a little shake and bake drive cut off in the left block. Richie for 3, top of the key. Yes! Richie Saunders! Timeout, Arizona State! Timeout, Bobby Hurley. It's all BYU early. 18-4. A game-high 14-point cushion. BYU fans on their feet here at the Marriott Center. And it takes us to a timeout. 11:37 to go till halftime. Cougars 18, Sun Devils 4 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
We'll be back to Mark and Greg in just a second. Just a scoreboard update. Early morning upset in the Big 12 as West Virginia upset 7th-ranked Kansas in Lawrence. 62-61. Eduardo Andre with 15 points to lead the Mountaineers in the win. Zeke Mayo had 27 in the loss for the Jayhawks. The last time the Jayhawks lost at Allen Fieldhouse, February 27th to BYU. Now back to the Marriott Center with Greg and Mark.
Arizona State basketball in forecourt trailing 18-4. Mason will drive and kick right corner. Miller for 3, another miss. Arizona State 0 for 7 from deep. Offensive rebound, Sean Phillips. Another offensive board for ASU. Another 3 try. No, it's a fake by Miller. Now Mason from deep misses that 3. Another offensive rebound for ASU. Stick back and score from Jaden Quaintance. ASU eating up BYU right now on the offensive glass.
That's a pretty small lineup. I mean, Foose is obviously a great rebounder, but long threes or long rebounds, and Arizona State has a lot of size on the floor right now.
The O rebounds actually tied at 4. Quaintance, by the way, has all 6 for the Sun Devils. A whistle defensively on the Sun Devils guarding Foose in the post. That'll be Jihad with his 2nd, I believe.
I think they're going to get actually Phillips as he ran over Dallin Hall setting a screen. But
okay, so Phillips, now Jihad not out there. Yeah, so it have to be Phillips. You're right, Mark. So Sean Phillips Jr. picks up the foul. The Sun Devils have their 4th. Richie Saunders, 13 to lead BYU. Jaden Quaintance, all 6 for the Sun Devils. 18-6, BYU leading it by a dozen. Game high lead was 14 moments ago. Useni Traore, left corner. A back down, sees a double. Nell will cycle to Baker, will cycle to Hall. Back to Dawson, who's in the game. Now Dawson up top, left side Nell. The post feed downstairs, low block left to Foose. Reverse pivot on Phillips. Out to Trevin. Pull, fire, miss wide right on the 3. Trevin Nell is 0 for 2 from deep, and a loose ball foul in the fight for the rebound on Mawet Mag. It'll come the other way. BYU lead a dozen. BYU chilling out a little bit from the field. BYU shooting 43%. The Sun Devils, though, only 21%. 0 for 8 are the Sun Devils from deep. But off probably half of those missed threes, they've gotten rebounds.
It's kind of been their offense is settling for threes, but then just getting after the rebounds, and that's where they've scored 4 points.
Quaintance, the 17-year-old who doesn't say 17 when you watch him play. Phillips high. Miller, 35 feet away left, under 10 on the shot clock. BYU leads by 12. ASU still without a 3. The runner, good. From the left elbow. And it's a 10-point game. 4 in a row for Arizona State.
Now they need to do more of that, not just launch threes, but get in the paint. Nice move there.
Adam Miller's first 2. BYU with 4 threes. Keep it at 4 as Baker misses the 3 right side. And the rebound to Arizona State. Adam Miller drives around Mawet Mag, takes a hip check. There'll be another foul on Mawet, 2 on Mag. 9:45 to go till halftime, and Arizona State's making a push.
Yeah, this second kind of second-ish group is not performing well, getting a lot of empty possessions here and allowing rebounds.
So Mag will check out with two fouls. Cannon catching's in. BYU needs to refind its way. Thankfully, the three-point shot dropping for BYU at 4 for 12. Arizona State 0 for 8. That's why BYU has a lead of 10, 18 to 8. Jihad on the smaller Dallin Hall. Nearly gives him an elbow in the jaw on his way up and knocks down the lay-in. And that's now an 8-point game. It's a 6-0 Arizona State run since we took that timeout. BYU was up 14, all Cougs and cruising, and the Sun Devils surging. Hall, left wing, angle right, Cannon, big three, but it's missed. Jihad the rebound. Here come the Sun Devils back in this game. A bobble and a turnover. Fortunate for BYU, Jihad lost the handle. Hall the other way. 18-10, the Cougar lead eight, looking to restore a double-digit cushion. Dawson Baker will jab from the top. Cycled Hall to Ketching's right corner. Back to Dallin out high. Foose down low. Dawson will ball fake it, show it, drive it, kick it. Dallin three! The Cougs fifth three here in the first half. And BYU back up double digits. Three-point shooting. Keeping BYU in front in this one. 21-10. Dallin Hall's first three.
Yeah, good patience there as Dawson able to get in the paint, draw the defense, and find Dallin open.
The Cougs have outscored the Sun Devils 15-0 from the three-point line in the game. BYU leads by 11. 21-10. Jaden Quaintance backs himself to
great
the left block. Knocked
Jackson
away and stays ASU basketball. BYU knocked it away, couldn't keep the ball in bounds. So it'll stay Arizona State with a 6.2-second shot clock. We'll see how aware the Sun Devils are of the clock situation. 8:23 game, 6.2 shot. Nell will sit, Foose will sit. Yegor and Kaba both back in for BYU. So for the Cougs, five starters on the floor. The non-starter is Dawson Baker. BYU 21, Arizona State 10. It'll be a deep forecourt send-in, far sideline for B.J. Freeman. Freeman. Mason launching from deep three. Strong rebound. Cannon catchings. 0 for 9 of the Sun Devils from the perimeter. BYU 5 for 14. Difference maker in this one. Baker, left wing, Deming. Stripe extended. Now Dawson on the angle right. The closeout there from Alston Mason. Mason getting right into Baker. The count is on Dawson. Loses Mason. Drives to the mid post right. Looks for help. Has it in Ketchings, far boundary, but we're down to a four-second shot clock. Dallin Hall launched from well outside
great
of NBA
rebound
range. Offensive rebound.
Kaven,
jump hook, yes, and one! Dallin Hall shot a little early from way outside, almost 40 feet, and it was rebounded by Kaven, the stick back, and the score, the foul, chance for a three-point play after this. The Cougs take a 13-point lead, 23-10. And Kaba with a free throw could match the Cougs' game-high cushion after this. 7:48 to go in the first half. BYU 23, Arizona State 10 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Skin, BYU Sports Network.
It was late in the shot clock, seconds ago, that Dallin Hall shot and missed a three from the deep right side, but it was rebounded by Kaba Kada. And stuck back for a score. He was fouled on the play. A chance for a three-point play as we come back in. Let's call that an early All-Pro Capital Money moment of the game. Looked like it was going to be an empty possession for BYU. It turned out to be two and possibly 3 points. It's brought to you by All-Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All-Pro Capital celebrating 15 years of creating wealth. So Dallin missed that three-point try, but on his next three-point make, it'll be his 103 of his BYU career. And Kaba on the rebound gives him two boards to go with his 2 points, and he'll be at the free throw line as we come out of this timeout. 7:48 to go until halftime. BYU 23, Arizona State 10. The Sun Devils have not led in this game. BYU's large lead's been 14, and Kaba can match that with a free throw make.
I think we're really going to start to see the value of Kaba Kada as we get into Big 12 play. He's just such a unique force and such a strong physical presence that he can compete with anybody in the Big 12, and he's able to get that rebound, put it back in with the foul. He's not going to score a lot of points, but just having his presence on the floor makes BYU bigger, stronger, and tougher, which you need to be in the Big 12.
Marcus, take a gander around this building right now. What a crowd on a New Year's Eve afternoon here in Provo.
That's really remarkable. I mean, It is a weekday. I know it's New Year's Eve, but everybody wants to see this team. Everybody wants to see what this team's bringing, and today they look really good so far.
Kaba Keita at the free throw line. Kaba under 50% on the year at 42 from the stripe. Waiting to get the clearance before Kaba can take this free throw try. He's waiting, and everyone's ready, but we've yet to get the go-ahead from TV to resume play here. So everyone's just arms crossed and walking around. Huh.
I don't know if giving Kaba a lot of time to think about this is the best approach. Maybe take a little walk.
Kaba averaging 7.1 points, 9 rebounds per game coming in two today. That horn signals we should be ready for play. So here we go. Kaba Keita at the line. BYU up 23-10.
No, Greg, we're seeing a lot of offensive rebounds because we're seeing a lot of threes, and they're being missed. And it's a great chance for your team if you know it's a long three like Dallin's there. Just be ready because it's going to come off hard, and Kaba able to take advantage of that.
Oh, he swishes the free throw.
Center cut, baby.
24-10, Cougs match the game-high cushion. So a nice response after ASU went on a 6-0 run. Alston Mason in forecourt right side. Up top to Amir Ali. So all 8 rotation players have now seen the floor for Coach Bobby Hurley. A back down by B.J. Freeman. Skips a pass left wing to Ali. Ali for 3. No.
Not a good shot. BYU went to his zone, but we're right on that shooter.
Rebound Keita. 0-for-10 are the Sun Devils from deep. Dallin Hall nearly had his pocket picked. Finds Yegor for 3. That's long. And Demon is 0-for-2 from deep. The rebound to Arizona State. Neither of his 3 attempts have been very close. Handoff Sannon. Josan Sannon, left wing. One of the Fab freshmen for ASU. Left corner, Mason. And Mason has seen a few bricks hoisted from his teammates here in the first half. Another 3-point miss by Sannon. Rebound by his numerical opposite, Yegor Demin. Yegor will drive and kick. No look from Dawson. Right corner. Can it drive and dunk? Can it catchings? Cleared for takeoff. Right baseline. Gets up and throws down. BYU by 16 for the first time. 26-10.
I didn't know 2024 was a leap year, but that was he took off, man.
6:25 to play till halftime. What a defensive performance from BYU here in the first half. Austin Mason on the right wing. Little shake on Dallin Hall. Will drive and send left wing. Another 3. Another one. This one goes! B.J. Freeman with the Sun Devils' first 3-point make after an 0-for-11 start from deep.
That one bound to go in, but they've looked more like last year where they couldn't hit anything. They finally get one to go when it went 1-for-11.
Yegor one-hand whip to the left corner, Dawson for 3. That skips off the iron. Long rebound. Chase on a 3-for-1 the other way. Santa nearly traveled with it. Freeman breakaway lay-in. That's another transition opportunity for Arizona State that they cash in on. And it's down to an 11-point game. 5-0 run for ASU and 5 for Freeman. BYU 5-for-17 from deep. ASU 1-for-12 after going 2-for-20 from 3 against BYU last year. Keita on the 3-point line, slightly angle left. Yegor stops at the right junction, shoots and misses front rim. Yegor is 0-for-3 from the field. 0-for-his last 13, including the Providence game. BYU's lead 11, 26-15. Jumper from the free throw line is missed, and the rebound collected again by Arizona State. Reset Freeman for 3. In and out. Rebound Keita this time. 1-for-13 from 3. Offensive rebounds are even at 5 apiece, but second chance points. Very close with ASU capitalizing frequently here in the first half. Kevin Young doesn't like what he sees. He's going to call timeout. We'll stay right here with that 30-second break. 4:57 to go till halftime. So BYU down to 3 timeouts. Arizona State down to 3 timeouts. Both teams have taken a 3 they would otherwise lose here in half number 1. BYU basketball presented in part by Bailey's Moving and Storage. We help you manage moving so you can focus on making memories. And Yegor Demin's been a while since he's seen a ball go through the hoop.
Yeah, I mean, he looks really good to me when he's passing the basketball, but when he decides to shoot it, he gets what I call Bambi feet. It just doesn't look set and solid. Now, that was a good shot for him. He was open. 12-foot jumper, that should be his money maker, but just didn't quite get his feet right. And I think he needs to be more of a mindset. I know he likes to pass it, but I think it would be a mindset to score. So it's not almost a surprise when he shoots it. He's ready to shoot. He's in his motion. And I think he'll be fine. He's still obviously a little rusty, hasn't played basketball in a month, but I think he'll be fine. But I kind of get the feeling, Greg, that as bad as ASU's playing, BYU's kind of missing an opportunity to not be up more than they are right now. They're up 11, but I kind of feel like it should be more. And I worry that Arizona State is going to get their feet ready to go and ready to play.
Yegor's got the ball, does have three assists here in the first half to go with two rebounds. Trevin Nell hounded near the top of the arc, finds Yegor 25 feet away right side. 4:45 to go till the break. BYU by 11, open for catching three. They say he'll drive baseline short on it, and the rebound, Arizona State. Sannon transition triple, got it. 8-point game. 16-point lead down to eight really quickly.
Cannon's too good of a shooter to pass up a three. Now, that two-point shot that he took is probably the same percentage as a three, so why not shoot the three?
They call it a two by Sannon. Catchings for three.
There you go.
There they go. Mark on cue. Cannon with a three-pointer left corner, and 29-17, the Cougar lead back up to a dozen.
It's a beautiful stroke, man. He can really shoot it.
4:05 to go till halftime. Can BYU get a stop here? Mason will drive it right to the rim. Blocked out of bounds! And timeout on the floor. Richie got him, right?
Yeah, Richie comes from behind, swats it.
We'll take a break. BYU by a dozen. Sun Devil basketball after this. Exactly 4 minutes to go in half number one is BYU 29 and Arizona State 17 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Let's get you back to the Utah Eye Center's courtside seats and rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Fillmore Spencer, Utah's trusted, top-rated local law firm. They can play offense, defense, or provide a little coaching. Fillmore Spencer, attorneys at law, solving problems and seizing opportunities for you, your family, and your business. BYU's led all the way in this one, 29-17, the Cougs over the Sun Devils. Last time that BYU and ASU played in Provo was 15 years ago. BYU won that game 81-68 on December 8th, 2009. BYU outshooting ASU right now 40-32%. BYU has 11 consecutive wins when outshooting the opposition. The Cougs are the number one defensive rebounding percentage team in the country, yet Arizona State has 6 offensive rebounds. Of their 16 boards, 6 on the offensive end. That's a very un-BYU-like number allowed on the offensive glass by ASU. And the Sun Devils have turned those 6 offensive rebounds into only 4 second-chance points right now, but they've given themselves as many shot opportunities as BYU at 25, thanks to that number.
Yeah, Arizona State just 8% from 3, 1 for 13. So that's 12 misses from 3, which has helped them get those offensive rebounds. I assume that number is going to go up. They're a good three-point shooting team, around 38-39%. But so far, BYU, which has been their weakness defending the three, has done a great job. And a lot of these are contested and not really close.
As we come back in, it's Sun Devil basketball with a 14-second shot clock and a 4-minute game clock late in half number one. BYU lead is a dozen. And here we go. Austin Mason to send in for the Sun Devils. Baseline to the left of the ASU bucket. And the inbound results in a foul by Trevin Nell, who yanked the arm of Jaden Quaintance, who was the target, off that baseline send-in.
It's actually good defense. They tried to run a lob off the inbounds, and Trevin read it, but just couldn't quite get high enough.
Mason into Miller, left wing Freeman. Freeman will drive the lane, cuff it, bank it, and miss it. Rebound BYU. Dawson Baker collects and outlets to Dallin Hall. 3:45 to go till the break. BYU by a dozen. Dallin, Dawson up high. Fusani Traore sets a high pick. He'll roll low as Dawson takes it into the paint. Stops at 10 feet. Knocked out of his hands. Taken away. Turnover. Dawson Baker not secure with the ball. Adam Miller will drive and kick. Step back three. Right side Mason knocks it down. Another turnover turning into points for Arizona State.
I really like that two-man game from Foose. He had Foose, but just not a strong pass to get it to him.
Mason's first three.
Foose loses it.
Another turnover for BYU. That's 4 here in the first half. 29-20. The BYU lead shrinking. Quaintance at the right elbow. Now free throw line. Back to the bucket. Right side Mason beats Saunders right to the rim. Richie recovers to get a piece of
it. Just enough.
Into the hands of Foose. BYU down floor. Cougs need a bucket here. The lead's down to 9. Dallin thought about the three, didn't shoot it. Gives it to Foose. Foose, great position. Jump hook, rattles around and off. Oh, that's right in Foose's wheelhouse, and he misses in tight.
looked like it was going, and then all of a sudden it wasn't.
29-20, the Cougar lead. Sannon between the circles. Crossover, pass left wing, Mason triple, strong on it, rebound Nell. Gives Dallin Hall, and BYU can take it from back to forecourt. 2:25 to go till halftime. The Cougs have led all the way here in the first half, but ASU hanging around. After opening 0-for-11 from deep, they're 2-for-the-last-4 from the perimeter. Left wing Dawson Baker. Dawson will drive to the free throw line. Low on Quaintance and scores over him. Leans back and against the nation's block shots per game leader, Jaden Quaintance. Dawson Baker with a tough make. What a finish to give BYU the 11-point lead, 31-20.
That should have been right in Quaintance's wheelhouse. I don't know how Dawson was able to squeeze that up and in. Austin says, I'm pleased to make this shot your acquaintance.
We'll call that a power play of the game, brought to you by the full lineup of Hyundai all-wheel drive SUVs. See your Utah Hyundai dealers. The Hyundai power play of the game is Dawson Baker are taking it right into Jaden Quaintance. BYU by 11, 31-20. A free throw line jumper from Sannon's good. 4 for Sannon, back to a single-digit game. 31-22, 1:45 to go till the break. Yegor back in the game for BYU, finds Foose straight away. Foose terminates on the wing left side, gives Saunders. Saunders up top, left wing Trevin. Thought about the pull, traveled with it, turns it over, another one. 5 turnovers for BYU. Trevin Nell scoreless here in the first half and gives it back to Arizona State with 96 seconds to go till halftime. BYU at one point led by 16. But since going up 26-10, it's a 12-5 Arizona State run the other way.
Yeah, kind of sputtering towards the end of this half. They put Stewart in the last couple possessions here to get a defensive presence.
Left side Freeman, top side Quaintance. Right wing Adam Miller. A bounce pass to the short corner right to Freeman. Sees a double, lobs out to Quaintance, top side Miller. Miller will cross it over, nearly lose the handle at the elbow. Take it low, fade away and miss the jumper. Rebound collected by Traore. For Foose, that's rebound number 3.
Get a 2-for-1 here without really needing to hurry.
And Foose is now tied for 3rd all-time in BYU rebounds with Kenneth Roberts. Dawson misses a 3 as it spins out.
Richie knocks it out.
Now tied for 6th, solo 16th now in rebounds, I should note, for Fuseni Traore. So at Arizona State basketball. Traore now solo 16th and BYU rebounding. Reset that note. Freeman with an 8-second shot clock. Jihad will cuff it. Nearly travel with a one-hand runner. No one draws the late whistle. He took an extra step at least. No whistle there and a late whistle on the contact. And so with 32.4 to go till halftime, Arizona State can cut into a 9-point lead. Bashir Jihad, a 75% free throw shooter, leads the Big 12 in free throw attempts and makes coming into the week. Makes the free throw. Now the Cougs may get the last shot of the first half to give themselves somewhat of a shot in the arm, but Arizona State's weathered the storm and have cut a 16-point lead in half.
Yeah, well, this will be an important last possession. BYU's been good at scoring at the end of halves. It'd be important to get one here.
Both free throws good by Jihad, and Arizona State's going to feel like they're right in the game at halftime. And of their last 4 wins, 3 have come when trailing at the break. BYU has lost a game when leading at halftime, but the Cougs do have a good record when leading at the break. 2-second separation between game and shot clock. It's a 31-24 ball game. The Cougs led by 16, now lead by 7. Richie will drive it right to the rim, miss at the hoop, and out of bounds off of BYU. Arizona State, with 15 seconds left in the half, will now get the final look.
It's a real head-scratcher for me that they shot it that quickly. I mean, it was a 2-second difference, but you shoot at the buzzer, they're not getting a shot off, and now they'll have a great opportunity to get it even closer.
BYU basketball brought to you by Delta, the official aeronaut of the BYU men's basketball team. Arizona State may go from down 16 with 6 minutes to go to down 4 at halftime. BYU had a chance, Mark, to really put a hammer down on ASU. Didn't go that way. 10 seconds to go till halftime. Alston Mason to the top. Down to 8, down to 7. He'll drive it, cuff it, take a foul, free throws.
Wow, a couple of iffy fouls late. I think they missed an out-of-bounds. Richie missed his. Looked like it should have been BYU ball. So three calls go against BYU here in a row. Crowd doesn't like it.
Elijah Crawford, the foul. Two free throws for Arizona State. And BYU was running the Sun Devils out here in the first half, but it's going to be a whole new ball game at the break. Free throw good by Alston Mason.
BYU will have plenty of time to get a decent look here. It's 5.5.
It was a 26-10 lead. 15-5 since Arizona State. Two for two for Mason. Arizona State steadying the ship. BYU will get the final look. And did Yegor draw a foul at the half-court line? He did, but it's non-shooting. Wisely fouling is Arizona State. So if there's another foul, result in a free throw. But with 3.3 to go, BYU gets a chance for an inbounds and a couple or three dribbles. The Cougs should get the final shot of the first half, but the first half ending poorly for BYU to this point. Chance for a shot in the arm here with 3.3 to go. 31-26 Cougs. Deming at the halfway line. Finds Ruchi with two and with one for three. Banked it, nearly made it, doesn't make it. 31-26, BYU lead at halftime. Halftime recap next here on the new.
The second half of BYU basketball is about to begin. Alongside Mark Durant, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Trivial note, Trevin Nell today has played in his 126th game. That ties Ken Roberts for 19th all-time at BYU. Sitting in 18th, my broadcast partner, Mark Durant, 128 career games played for BYU. He's next in Trevin Nell's sights.
Dang that, Trevin Nell. We need Trevin Nell to hit some threes. If he can hit some threes in this second half, I'll let him pass me up.
Trevin 0 for 2 from deep in the first half. Arizona State begins second half of the basketball, so a chance to make it a 3 or 2 point game. In a game, the Sun Devils were down 16 late in the first half. 31-26, BYU leading it as we begin half number two here at the Marriott Center. And again, the Sun Devils already know that they can come back from halftime deficits to win. They've done it three times this year. BYU's lost only once after taking a halftime lead. It was the game against Ole Miss in San Diego. All right, Alston Mason. As the Sun Devils operate in the forecourt away from us, 2 hour left, ASU right to left in the second half, BYU left to right, an early knock away, but into the hands of Jaden Quaintance. Now a takeaway by Hall, so the Cougs knock it away twice, do ultimately get the steal. Right corner, Yegor, step back, won't take it. Catchings on the arc, right side, return to Yegor. Is this it? It is not. Misses from three, and the rebound collected by Kava. Kava right in front. And sticks it back up and in. Offensive rebound score by Kaba K to BYU by 7, 33-26. Yegor now 0 for 4 from the field in his last two games, 0 for 14. When is the lid going to come off for Yegor Demon? Is it's an unforced error right out of bounds. The pass from Jaden Quaintance to no one. And so two turnovers for ASU on possessions 1 and 2 of half number 2. And BYU can make it a 9 or 10 point game here.
Kaba just has two buckets, but they've been important. Good rebounds, putbacks.
Catchings on the angle left to Richie Saunders. Saunders leads BYU in scoring with 13. Yegor thought about the three right side. Will drive it right to the rim. Layup. There it is! Yegor Demon with his first 2 points of this game. The lid is off. 35-26, BYU by 9. Four in a row for BYU to open half number two.
That's a tough shot. He's so good with that left hand, but I think just seeing one go in is really going to help him.
Adam Miller, left wing Alston Mason. 1 minute, 20 seconds gone here in half number two. The Cougars increase the margin. A strip and another. A takeaway. Another turnover for Arizona State. Catchings ahead. Hall will drive it, reverse lay and miss it. gets the rebound.
Not smart. He had Cannon with a lob or an easy layup.
Yegor up top, but the Cougs another offensive board. Richie for three in the corner. Good! And the Cougs go up a dozen.
Turned
out
good.
7-0 spurt to start the second half, and Bobby Hurley calls a timeout. 1 minute and 41 seconds in to half number two. We're taking a break. Wow. BYU goes from up 5 at halftime to up 12 less than 2 minutes into the second half. What a sizzling start for the Cougs after halftime. Saunders now with 16 points. We're taking a break on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Your home for BYU basketball is the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Hey, Cougar fans, score big for game day meals at Smith's with savings beyond low prices, including digital coupons worth over $600 each week. Smith's, fresh for everyone. Richie Saunders, for the third time in his BYU career, has a 4 3-point game. He's 4 for 6 from deep, 16 points, 4 rebounds. By the way, 4 threes is his career high. Shout out Kay Bakeda, 5 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 of his 5 boards come on the offensive end. His last offensive rebound resulted in a stick back, part of a 7-0 run for BYU to open half number two.
Now you put together the first 2 minutes of the first half, and then these 2 minutes, you're up about 15-0. So great starts to the halves. Now can BYU just keep that momentum going?
12-point lead for the Cougars, prompting an early second half timeout call from Bobby Hurley. So ASU basketball, as we come back in, the Cougs keep their starting five, I believe, on the floor. Yes. So it's Hall, Yegor, Richie, Cannon, Catchings, and Kay Bakeda.
Now,
and Arizona State Mark has kept their same group on the floor as well.
Bobby Hurley probably doesn't remember much about when we played in Maui, and they beat us pretty good, but I bet he remembers Jared Miller, because Jared absolutely leveled Bobby Hurley in that game, and Coach K was furious about that. Here's his start. Old Jared Miller just knocked into the ground. He was okay.
Did you have any close encounters with Bobby in that game?
I didn't have a lot of dealing with Bobby, but I played against Grant Hill, the best player I ever played against, Grant Hill.
That was the guy you were guarding.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, tried to guard.
It's the 1992 Maui Invitational.
Made it to the championship and didn't perform particularly well in that game against Duke, but, I mean, it was Duke.
All right, 1 minute, 40 seconds in, we're back in. Adam Miller past the timeline. Left side, Mason. A pair of 9-2 teams opening Big 12 play today here at the Marriott Center.
Well, you've shown a lot of different looks now, kind of 1-2-1 zone.
Mason bounces to Freeman. The pull, fire, and miss from three. Rebound, fight for the ball, foul on BYU as Jihad was aggressive in there and two Cougars sandwiched him. And they're going to give it to Catchings, I believe, on the foul. Is that right?
Yes.
So Cannon's first, BYU's first of the second half. That's the first foul for either team. So a miss from three. The Sun Devils now 2 for 16. Yegor forcing a steal off the inbound. Races past Jihad and then takes a foul from Jihad on his way to the hoop.
No foul.
No foul. Out of bounds is all. Wow.
Well, Yegor did a great job getting in front of Jihad. Looked like he'd have an easy one, and Jihad really swung at it, knocked it out of bounds. You'd think it was a foul, but the referees were behind the play, didn't call it.
So they say a simple knockout on a recovery from Jihad. He'll be replaced by Josan Sannon, and BYU will have the basketball. So no basket at the other end, and the Cougs come down and now have a chance to expand a 12-point lead. It's BYU 38, Arizona State 26. The blob play from Demin right to Kaba. Kaba has his shot pinned at the rim between the hoop and the bucket, and there was no call on that play. But it ends up with an alternate possession arrow favoring BYU on the pin between the rim and the glass, and so the Cougs will do it again.
That's twice. Looked like Yegor would get a dunk. Doesn't. Look like Kaba would get a dunk there, so let's see if they can get one on the third try.
Yegor to the left of the BYU bucket. Saunders, left corner, handoff on the wing, stripe extended to Kaba. Kaba has it knocked away. Steal, Arizona State. Alston Mason will drive into Saunders. Kaba goes for the swat. The shot miss out to Catchings, and Catchings is body checked at the midcourt. There's a whistle. There's a call finally in the Cougars' favor as Marcus Pettigrew will whistle B.J. Freeman for the call. That's his first of the second half, second in the game. Team fouls here in the second half, even one apiece, and Bobby Hurley is now this side of incensed.
That's his default nature, is incensed, but
Kaba was angry, and he went after that block. Like, if he would have connected, that would have deflated the basketball. But he missed it, but so did the shot.
All right, BYU in forecourt. The lead stays 12 here. Nothing happened in the way of scoring either way, but a lot of action either way. 38-26, Dallin to the top, Dallin to the free throw line. Richie right wing, missed the three long. And Kaba fights for the rebound and draws the foul. One Coug, two Sun Devils, and Kaba won that battle and then draws the foul. Well done by Kaba. It'll be team foul number two on Arizona State, on Quaintance number one for the game. So we stay BYU possession. We stay 12-point lead, 38-26. Yegor lobs into Richie. I think it was for Kata, and he ran away from it.
He turned his head, but Richie alertly goes and gets it.
Nearly a turnover for the Cougs, and Richie saves the possession. Dallin out near the timeline now. 10-second shot clock. Kaba sets the high pick. Down will roll off it to Kaba. Kaba clear for the throwdown! And the assist to Dallin Hall. And with that assist, he now ties Mike Smith for 16th all-time at BYU in career helpers.
That was a good one to do it. That was a really good pass. He got hit in the eye, too. And great little drop-off.
BYU by 14. Free throw line jumper from Quaintance to answer. He's got eight, back to 12. 40-28 BYU lead. 16:45 to go here in Provo. But the first bucket of the second half after BYU opened 9-0 here in half number two to take a 14-point lead. The lead's now 12 again, 40-28. Dallin, a lot of dribbling. Left wing, Richie for three. Missed the three. In and out. Would have been a career-high fifth three-pointer for Saunders. Freeman into forecourt. Caught up by Catchings at the boundary. Straight away, Adam Miller. Miller now has Saunders on him. Backs it out to the perimeter. 16:15 to go. Miller has a pass deflected by Demon, but back to Miller. Miller finds Freeman with a 12-second shot clock right side. 16:12 on the game clock. Freeman gets around Catchings, gets into the paint. Low to Miller, reverse lay-in score. Adam Miller's got four. Back to a 10-point game. 4-0 spurt for Arizona State. Under 16 to go. Next whistle will take us to the under 16-minute media timeout. Richie for three, no. He'll drive, see it knocked out of bounds. We'll take that break. 15:52, BYU basketball after this. 15:52 to go in Provo. It is BYU 40 and Arizona State 30 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Network.
BYU basketball presented by Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen helping Utah families for over 30 years. Learn more at siegfriedandjensen.com. 15:52 to play here at the Marriott Center. Big 12 opener for BYU and ASU. The Cougs looking for their sixth consecutive win over the Sun Devils here in Provo and playing for a 14th consecutive home win overall. Earlier today in the Big 12, West Virginia with the big win of the day, 62-61 at Lawrence, defeating 7th-ranked Kansas. UCF holds on to defeat Texas Tech in Lubbock. So look at that.
That's a big win.
Two road winners. Yeah. West Virginia and UCF had two good programs in KU and Texas Tech. Baylor, no trouble with Utah, 81-56. So Utah's first ever Big 12 game sees them not get to 60 and get drummed out of Foster Pavilion. And here we are in Provo with the 8th of 8 league openers. BYU leading Arizona State by 10. Our score is 40-30. And the crowd reacting here at the Marriott Center as the big board shows the newest BYU football player, Utah transfer Keanu Tanuvasa.
And his fiance.
He stands to acknowledge the crowd.
He actually got engaged yesterday as well. Big day for him yesterday.
Big day for a big fella. That's nice. And BYU has hit a couple of home runs in the portal so far. Good things happening for BYU football. After a great win for BYU football, 8 million viewers tuned in. Alamo Bowl record to see BYU in Colorado and to see BYU handle Colorado on the weekend at the Alamo Dome.
Yeah, that was so fun. What a great cap to an amazing season, an all-time season for BYU, man. That defense and those special teams, that was just fun to watch.
Also in the crowd here today, 14 scouts from 6 different NBA teams to see a collection of young talent, especially young talent. You've got Quaintance and Sannon and Yegor and Cannon and, wow.
Really five pro-type freshmen. And, so that's why you got a lot of people spending their New Year's in Provo.
And right now, Cannon's team leads Sannon's team by 10.
Well, they may be looking at Richie a little bit, too. Yeah. He's had a nice game. And He has missed a couple threes. He gets, if he can hit a couple of those, this game might be out of reach.
Kevin Young says Richie's an NBA guy. He believes that.
He's really worked on his three and you know, 4 for 8 in this one, so that's good.
His NBA comp, he says, is Alex Caruso. Not a bad one.
There he is on cue.
Richie off the assist from Yegor Demin. Richie Saunders beneath the basket, lays it up and in. He's got 18. Yegor with his fifth assist.
That's a set play. A little curl. Richie triggered and then came off a curl. Here's a steal from Yegor.
He'll drive it and dunk it. Yegor! With two more for BYU, 44-30. Cougs lead it.
Yegor making his presence felt on defense. That's a couple of turnovers he's created, and then he gets the bucket on that one.
2 points, 6 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals. Saunders contests, and the jumper rattles home by Joseon Sanon. Back to a 12-point game, 44-32. Sanon's got 6. 15 minutes to play. Still a lot of time left here at the Marriott Center. Saunders and Demin playing the two-man game out front. Yegor high bounce, left elbow, right wing, Trevin Nell. Trevin will drive it into traffic at the right block, squeezes it up, misses it, but draws a foul. Will he get 2 free throws out of it? The foul's on Mason. Yes, 2 shots for Trevin. So chance for Trevin to get on the board because I think he's scoreless to this point in the game. He is. So 2 for Trevin here, I think, is the call. Right, Mark? Is that?
Yes.
Yeah. So with 14:54 to play here at the Marriott Center. The clock stopped, and Trevin Nell to the line for 2. Trevin on the year shooting a very healthy 81% from the free throw line. Has an 11-game 3-point streak going. He has a 3 in every game this year, but has not made a 3 in this game. Makes the free throw. Center cut, and BYU by 13 now, 45-32. The game-high lead for BYU was 16, with 6:46 to go in the first half at that point. Arizona State closed on a 15-5 run. Trevin makes them both, and BYU's back up 14 now, 46-32.
Again, for catching. One of the things I like about the zone that BYU runs is they put Yegor Demin out front on top. He's got such long arms, it's hard to make cross-court passes with him out there. He's able to pick off a lot. You got,
yep.
Even if it's Mouette out there, you got your two of your tallest guys at the point of the defense.
He's giving himself a couple of breakaways here in the second half. Mouette Mag checks in for BYU. BYU zoning it, 46-32 Cougs. Quaintance on the arc right side. Dribble handoff to Miller. Miller will drive it to the free throw line, jump into the paint, squeeze it up, and rattle it off. Rebound to Kaba. Kaida secures rebound number 7. 7 and 7 for Kaba. Kaida, will he end up with his 6th career double-double today? Yegor out front. BYU leads by 14. A bucket here ties the game-high lead. A drift pass to Richie Saunders. He'll get to the rim, and there is the 16-point lead. Saunders with 20.
He got slingshotted by a Sun Devil, and they didn't call it, but it helped him. It gave him some extra momentum.
48-32, the Cougs have restored their game-high 16-point cushion under 14 minutes to go. Can the Cougs close it out here in Provo in front of almost a full house here at the Marriott Center? What a crowd for this New Year's Eve matinee. Sanon will jab it, drive it, shoot it from 16 and rim it out. Rebound Kaida. Yep, that's board number 8 for Kaba.
Terrific defense on that shot. Contested shot. And what?
Demin down low to Richie. Reverse flip and scores again. 22 for Saunders. And for Yegor, assist number 7. Welcome back to both those guys.
Yeah, the Richie get Richier out there right now for BYU.
18-point lead for the first time, 50-32. BYU, 13:20 to go here in Provo. Adam Miller inside the right wing. Right corner three.
Big shot. Yeah, he got
it. Wow. And a foul, a chance for a 4-point play. Did Arizona State need that? BYU's pulling away to 18-point lead. And it goes to 15, chance to make it 14. Amir Ali scoreless in the game. The 3 plus the foul, can you believe it?
Yeah, big shot as Trevin trying to contest, and he just catches the legs on the shot.
Now Amir's only a 46% free throw shooter, so be aware of the miss. Don't give the Sun Devils an extended possession should Ali miss, and he makes. It's a moot point. 4-point play for Arizona State, just as BYU took a game-high lead. Arizona State now with backcourt pressure. Saunders and Demin beat it. Mouette in forecourt. Cross-court Richie. Richie will drive. Cuff. Lean back. Miss it. Put back. Tip by Kaba.
That was close.
Kaba 9 and 8. and the Cougar lead is 16-52-36. Big answer after a four-point play.
Great play. I thought it was a goaltending from my view, but great shot.
Miller for three. No. Saunders on the carom. And then picked. Arizona State on the steal. Mason base left. Oh, BYU, the 16-point lead, had the ball, lost it. Three, top of the key. No.
No harm.
Demon, rebound. No harm done, as Mark notes. Yegor to four court. BYU with a 16-point lead. 12.5 to go. Saunders, right wing. Quick move into the paint. Mowat from the perimeter will drive it. Lose control of it. Turn it over. Here come the Sun Devils.
Yeah, if you're Mowat, your only job is to not do that. Don't create turnovers. Just play solid, and he gave that one away.
Now the Cougs need to stop at the other end to mitigate the damage off that giveaway. BYU, seven turnovers on the day.
Mowat
almost got the steal, but tracking it down in backcourt is Sannon with an 8-second shot clock for the Sun Devils. The under 12-minute media timeout coming on the whistle. Sannon squeezes it up and scores it somehow on contact. And then Sannon hits the deck and tweaks his left knee. But Sannon with eight now, and it's back to a 14-point game timeout on the floor. 11:50 to go here in Provo. The Cougs have led by 18. It's 14 now. The Sun Devils hanging around here at the Marriott Center. 52-38, Cougs on top. It'll be BYU basketball after this on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Here is Ben Bagley with a scoreboard update.
After today's Big 12 conference opener against Arizona State, the Cougars hit the road on Saturday to face the Houston Cougars. Last night, Houston gets their win in their Big 12 opener, 60-47 over Oklahoma State in Stillwater. Juwan Roberts with 20 points and 11 rebounds, a double-double to lead the Cougars in the win. It'll be the Cougars versus the Cougars on Saturday. Now back to the Marriott Center with Greg and Mark.
Thank you, Ben. Checking the points in the paint today as BYU leads Arizona State 52-38. BYU 26-18, the paint points edged. The points in the paint check is brought to you by Jones Paint and Glass. When you hear the crash, think of Jones Paint and Glass. So the paint to BYU 26-18. How about the glass? 29-22. BYU a 7-rebound edge. Offensive rebounds to BYU 10-8. And the second chance points margin, Mark, is significant. 16-4. The BYU advantage. Cave Akeda, a big part of the offensive rebound tally. It's his second game this season with five or more offensive rebounds and the sixth in his career with five or more on the offensive glass.
If you're a big guy and you can give your team five or six extra possessions, that's just huge. And he's so good. He'll sit as Fusini will come in for him. And you see some full court pressure from ASU to try and get themselves back into this game. Yegor will sit as well. Good news for BYU is Yegor looks like a different player in this half. He has looked very comfortable, very aggressive, very good, and that's good to see.
Scoreless first half for Yegor, four in the second half, and seven assists now is his helper total for the game. By the way, Kaba is one rebound away from 10 on the day. BYU looking to beat backcourt pressure and does so with Dawson Baker from Trevin Nell in forecourt. Nell, Baker, Hall, Mag and Traore. So the only starter on the floor right now for BYU's Dallin Hall as the Cougs nurse a 14-point lead. Dallin up top, angle right Baker, right corner Trevin. Is this his first three? No, but he's hit on it. He drew the foul, hit the deck, will get three free throws. Trevin is 2-for-2 from the line today. So didn't make his first three again. Trevin's the only guy to make a three in every game this season. He is 0-for-2 officially from deep, but will get three free throws with 11:31 to play here at the Marriott Center.
I've never seen someone get fouled more on threes and foul more on threes than Trevin, as he just has something about his shot, maybe kicks out his legs a little bit, but he gets to the free throw line a lot on three-point attempts.
Now, are they going to double check to make sure that it is a three-shot foul? That may be the decision here.
Trevin usually pretty good as a three-point shooter to know where that line is. We'll see. He seems just to be a little bit quick in his shot tonight to me.
When yep.
He sets it just
yeah, I agree
I
with
mean,
that. Yeah.
I mean, he has a quick shot to begin with, but if he sets and really lasers in, yeah, it's well behind the three-point line.
So this will be three free throws for Nell, who on the season is shooting a very good number at the stripe. 19-23. For Trevin at the free throw line. That is exceptional. I'm sure that would be his season or his career high. He's at 83% right now on the free throws.
And he hurt his wrist or hand on his shooting hand, so it'll be interesting to see if that affects his free throws. I remember one time I played in Wyoming, and we Reginald Slater, if you remember him, just about like a Kaba type guy, and I accidentally hit him with an elbow in the jaw, and I thought I was going to die for one, but then my arm was numb, and I actually got the foul, and I had to shoot two free throws, could hardly feel my fingers, made them both, I have to say, but we'll see if Trevin, he's holding that elbow, he might have done the same thing here.
And they're also checking to see the nature of the foul on Nell, and it's just a common foul, so on foul number 4-2 for BYU, Nell will shoot three.
When I fouled Reggie, and the foul was on him, I immediately went up to him and apologized profusely.
Called him sir. By the way, BYU's attendance, as Nell misses the free throw, BYU's attendance average this year is 16,574, and just glancing around the building, let's just go ahead and call it a full house. It's not maybe officially a sellout, but it may indeed be. When all is said and done with a ticket count, if you include the Rock, because even though his students are out, look at the Rock section. It's filled to the top. This is a great crowd on a Tuesday afternoon, New Year's Eve, for the Big 12 opener for BYU. Nell goes 2-for-3, and the lead's now 16. The game-high lead's been 18. Can the Cougs hang on? 11.5 to play here at the Marriott Center.
Sun Devils just still in shouting range.
Yeah.
If they could get something happening, but BYU's done a good job answering.
You figure once this, if this gets to 20, that might be it for BYU. Mason on the angle left. 11:15 to play. Slow bounce and right wing Josan Sannon. Sannon no looks it left to Mason outside the perimeter. Return to Sannon. Strong on the three from the left side. Rebound Dawson Baker. They're swatting at it, and Dawson does well to collect it, and he'll take it into forecourt. Dawson's a good ball handler, and he'll handle it into the paint. Stop. Bank and score.
Where did he squeeze that through? A defender came to help. He had one on his left and still makes it.
And BYU equals the game high cushion of 18. Dawson Baker, shot maker against the double team down low. Well done by Baker. Straight away, Jaden Quaintance will jab it, now dribble it to the right wing. Hold it out for Sannon, lets him pass by. Freshman to freshman, back to Sannon straight away. Under 10 on the shot. Good defense by BYU as Baker follows Mason to the top. Collects with him, and Mason knocks it down anyway. Is it a long two? I think it is a long two from the left side. Nope, it's a three. It is a three for Mason. His second triple. And 56-41, lead back to 15. Nell, angle right. 10-10 to play here in Provo. That three keeps the Sun Devils hanging around. Baker, three-point land, right side. Now Yegor between the circles. 10 minutes to play. 10-second shot clock. Yegor into a three. Top of the key. Misses it wide left. Slaps off the window. Never hit the rim. And ASU on the rebound. 56-41. The Cougar lead 15. BYU hanging on. Mason another three. This one heavy. Offensive rebound. Quaintance reset to Ali. Hit a big three moments ago. Tries it and misses it and draws another foul. And we'll shoot three more free throws.
I don't think that would have even been close, as it was a weird shot, but Dawson just gets him on the elbow.
Now, Amir Ali is only a 46% free throw shooter coming into the day, but he center cut his one free throw try on the day, so he's due for a miss in this set of free throw takes. He has 4 points on a four-point play moments ago. 7-for-14 on his free throws. Now 7-for-15, and there's a miss. Two more coming for Ali. Has scored four or fewer in five straight games. This for point number five in this game. Makes it. 5 points for Amir Ali, the 6'8" freshman from Little Elm, Texas. He's not a Little Elm. He is 6'8".
Kaba back in for Foose. Just hasn't really been Foose's night, just not getting into the flow of things. And Kaba, one of his best games this year.
Sun Devils hanging around. 9:41 to go. This to make it a 13-point game. And, yes, the 46% free throw shooter has gone 3-for-4 here in the second half.
And into the Rock. That's impressive. See if Richie back in the game can get going. He's having a heck of a game. 22.
Baker right side. Saunders topside. 9:25 to play. It's a 13-point game. There's work to be done for BYU. Yegor runs Ali into a screen, and Ali's called for the foul, trying to stay with Yegor. So Ali picks up the foul. The Sun Devils have their fifth to BYU's three. Today's attendance, 16,926, topping the seasonal average. So nearly 17,000 in the building. And what may as well be a full house here for BYU. Dawson Baker between the circles. Dawson with four. Two really nice lay-ins for Baker. Cannon, big three. Knocks it down. Cannon catching. A Mountain America Credit Union three-pointer from the left wing to extend the lead. 59-43, BYU by 16. The Cougs, 8-3 of the day. Three triples for Ketchings.
Really nice play out of the out-of-bounds. A flare screen for Cannon. He's wide open.
Left wing Ali. Saunders gets a hand in the face. Low they go to Sean Phillips, the 7-footer on the post up with Kaba. Gets around Kada, falls to the floor with it, and turns it over. Baker on the steal, and then Baker nearly gives it up. Timeout called. No, they're trying to call it. Will it be a tie-up? If it's a tie-up, it'll go. Yes, it's a tie-up, and it goes to Arizona State. BYU multiple chances to advance the ball, and it ends up in Arizona State basketball. Mark, that's a huge possession right there.
Should have called timeout. Dawson was on his back for 7-8 seconds trying to get rid of it. Couldn't, and everybody just, the officials just looking at him.
If BYU calls timeout there, you get a 16-point lead in the ball. Instead, Arizona State looking to hang around with 8:40 to go, down 16, 59-43. Freeman, high to Miller. Now BYU needs the stop on the possession. Long two, strong on it by Miller. There's the rebound. Kaba has it knocked out of his hands, and he's fouled on it. For Kaba, that's rebound number 10. Double-digit boards for Kada for the fifth time this season and ninth time of his BYU career. 9-10 for Kaba. He scores one more point. He ends up with his sixth career double-double. And his teams are undefeated all-time, 5-0 when Kaba has 10-10. Then Yegor turns it over in forecourt, whistles a pass to Saunders at the boundary, and that's a miscue for BYU. Arizona State down 16 still in the basketball.
Not a good pass, but I think Richie gets that. But Coach Kevin Young was right there, and there wasn't room for Richie to reach out and grab it.
Adam Miller on the wing right. BYU again now desperate to get the stop on the possession. Kaba, a nice body of Phillips. Phillips beneath the basket, cut off by Kada. It goes out on the wing left side to Ali. He'll drive, send high, Jihad, and a bump on the baseline. On BYU, foul number four, non-shooting situation, 8:04 to go. The time ticking away, so ASU not doing a lot of scoring here last couple of minutes. BYU's made 7 of its last 9 from the field as the lead's gone to 16. Never been larger than 18 in this game. We're going to get under 8 and await the whistle for the next media timeout. Miller up high, left wing, Ali for 3. Off the flange, collected by Cannon Ketchings. Big board by BYU. Chance for an 18 or 19-point lead on this possession. Yegor to the free throw line. Turns it over again. A breakaway from Ali and hammers it home. It's 14 points. BYU, what do we have? A technical?
A taunting of some kind.
So after the dunk, he said something. Ali said another something. And now the coach. And so back-to-back technical fouls. Yeah.
Richie being smart said, hey, everybody get off the floor. Let's let them get themselves in trouble.
So right as Amir Ali dunks to keep the Sun Devils in this game at 59-45,
Phillips is mad at one of the BYU players.
Back-to-back technical fouls on Arizona State to a player and coach. And so just as ASU tries to hang in the game, the Cougs may be able to extend the lead from the free throw line after this. Timeout on the floor. 7:40 to go here in Provo. 59-45. The Cougs look to put away the Sun Devils. Free throws will certainly help as the Sun Devils hurt themselves here at the Marriott Center on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
The Cougars play in the Big 12 on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Cougar basketball brought to you by Sierra West Jewelers, the largest dealer in Utah, the lowest prices in 3 stores located across from the malls in Orem, Sandy, and Murray. Sierra West Jewelers, we price match. BYU's led all the way in this one. Cougars opened the game on a strong surge in the first half and have kept a double-digit lead for much of the game. Arizona State did draw to within 5 at halftime. The Cougs opened the game on a 5-0 spurt and have led since. The lead is 14-7, 40 remaining here at the Marriott Center. Before the break, after another BYU turnover, and the Cougs have had turnover trouble now up to 10 on the game, it was a drive and dunk by Amir Ali. After the dunk, he says something to merit a technical foul. And then in the reaction to that call, Bobby Hurley gets teed up, as I saw it. Mark, is that how you saw it the same way?
Richie had chased him down, unable to stop the dunk, but was right there with him as he came off the dunk. And he clearly said something right to Richie, which caused the technical. And then, of course, Bobby Hurley not happy about that. And as the official came over to signal the technical to the scores table, Bobby Hurley was right in his ears, and it did not take long to tee him up. So now, a couple tees.
Cougs need to keep their free throw percentage number high. They're at 78% on the day, 7-for-9. And as importantly, the team foul total is now up to 8 for Arizona State here in the second half to only 4 for BYU. So the Cougs may be in the double bonus sooner than later. But BYU, 3 turnovers in the last 90 seconds. They're just trying to keep the Sun Devils at bay here, because they're shooting it so well. When the Cougs get a shot, it's likely to go. They're 7 of the last 9, but have been giving it a ball away a little too frequently. But we do come back into free throws.
I wonder if they'll have Foose shoot these. He's checked in. I don't know if he's eligible to check again. They're going to send Dawson there.
Dawson Baker's a 69% free throw shooter. Dawson's not been to the line today. He is 4 points from the field. Baker on the year is 9-for-13, so 2 free throws for Baker in a 14-point game. 59-45, the Cougs on top. Miss.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to have Foose. Crazy, Foose is up there 92% from the free throw line. No one else particularly close.
You heard it. Ripple the net. They're going to give Dawson all 4. So Baker 1-for-2, looking to go 2-for-3 and then 3-for-4 at the stripe. 60-45, BYU by 15.
This could be a 6-point possession if Dawson gets this and BYU hits the 3. Might seal the deal for them in this game.
61-45, the lead to 60, and this for a 17-point cushion. Dawson is 2-for-3, this to go 3-of-4. Got it, 3. So missed 1, made 3, and BYU basketball. So Arizona State just working to keep competitive and be within shouting distance and hurt themselves here, allowing BYU 3 free throws and possession.
It was after a big play for them, a turnover dunk. That momentum was on their side.
62-45, BYU by 17. A make here, the Cougs will have a new game-high cushion. Dallin Hall double-teamed in backcourt. Releases to Baker. Baker has to race past the timeline. Takes a hit, no call. Drive it down the lane to Saunders for 3. Backbreaker. 20-point lead for BYU Richie's first ever game with 5 3-pointers. 65-45. 6-0 BYU run. Mason drives into Baker. Draws a foul, missing at the rim, but he'll get 2 free throws. So, BYU up 20 for the first time today. Richie Saunders, new career high, 25 points. Oh, pardon me.
I think that's right. That's what I have for him.
As the free throw is missed by Mason, resetting that. His career high was 26 against Idaho, so he's one off the career high tire. And a 1-for-2 trip by Mason. A miss and then a make. So 65-46, BYU by 19. Hall, Baker, Saunders, Traore, and Ketchings. Dallin forecourt. Left wing to Baker. Sends a pass into Foose. It's knocked right back to Dawson. A repass to Foose! He'll drive and dunk it. Hammer home with 2 hands. BYU by 21 for the first time. The fans say Foose.
Well, they got the knockaway on the first one, but that put the defender out of position. Once they went right back to Foose, he had a clear path.
Adam Miller from the wing left side. BYU 67, Arizona State 46, 6:36 to play. A deflected ball tipped out of bounds off of Sannan. It'll be BYU basketball.
Yeah, you feel like Arizona State might have had a chance, but that six-point turnaround with the two technicals was just devastating.
Foose now 3 points away from a tie for 37th all-time in career scoring as he climbs the charts. Catchings low to Foose. Foose has it knocked out of his hands. Turnover. Back-to-back turnovers. ASU the other way. Mason stops the left block. Still on the dribble to the left corner. Baker goes under the screen. The pass goes high to Freeman. Knocks down the triple. B.J. Freeman with ASU's fifth three. Freeman's second triple. 67-49. BYU up 18. 5:50 to play. The Cougs almost out of the woods. Foose harassed near the top of the arc. Now knocked away by Quaintance into the hands of Saunders. Saunders, penetration. Right to the rim. Lays it up and in. There's the career high for Richie Saunders. 27. New high scoring mark for Richie to go along with four rebounds on this day. 69-49. BYU by 20. Fans chanting, Richie, Richie. Freeman for three. Strong on it. Hall gets hit on the rebound. No call. Took a clap across the head by Quaintance. Down into forecourt right side. 5:10 to play. Knock away, take away. BYU another turnover. That's 12. And Miller gets blocked at the rim by Cannon. Catchings into the hands of Austin Mason. Stays ASU possession. Three. Missed by Freeman. Rebound Quaintance. Yanked away by Foose. Foose collects it in backcourt. Wow. What a sequence. Forecourt Dallin, right corner Cannon.
He wants it.
Step back three, airmails it.
He deserved it. With that block, get it, shoot whatever you want one time.
69-49, BYU by 20, under five to play. And timeout taken by Bobby Hurley. We'll stay right here with it. We're not yet to the under four-minute media timeout territory. Arizona State, one timeout remaining. BYU has three. 69-49, so BYU pretty much out of the woods in this one. The Cougs have won 37 consecutive games, leading with 5 minutes to go in regulation, and they're leading at the five-minute mark and leading big by 20. 69-49, Richie Saunders, 27, new career high.
Well, my New Year's resolution, Greg, is I want to be more like Richie Saunders. I don't know that I can. He's got that luscious hair and the headband. I could sport a headband, but I just want to be more like Richie Saunders. He plays basketball the right way. He's worked on his three-point shot where he's a super threat to hit the three, and what that opens up for him is the ability to drive it to the hoop because the defense has to really get on him. He's got a super quick first step, and he is such a great finisher. I mean, so crafty, so smart around the hoop. Just an incredible performance from Richie tonight.
27 points in 26 minutes. On the floor, BYU shooting 48% to Arizona State's 35%, and the Cougs have a pretty healthy win streak going when they outshoot the opposition. BYU playing for its 12th consecutive win when outshooting the opponent.
Yeah, that three-point number is coming up for BYU with that shot from Richie, but 32% is solid, good enough. Especially,
9 for 28.
Yeah, especially when they've done such a great job defensively against ASU. It's a 38% shooting team in ASU, and they're down around 19%, 5 for 26.
Between Vegas last year and today, ASU is now 7 for 46 at the three-point line.
Yeah, wow.
By the way, it's been almost 3 years since a BYU player scored 30. Is tonight the night for Richie? Austin Mason's going to drive it, cuff it, and kick it left corner. To Miller. Hands back to Mason. Missed the three. Rebound Dawson Baker. Outlets Yegor. 4:15 to play here in Provo. BYU 69. Arizona State 49. What a showing to open Big 12 play for BYU. Really solid top to finish. Baker left wing. Hall. Return to Dawson. Has the three. Steps into it. Backs out of it. Now Richie for 30. In and out.
Close.
Offensive rebound, Foose yanked out of his hands. Loose on the floor. A dive by Freeman. A tie up and an error will take it to BYU. Under 4 minutes to go. There's the horn for the timeout. We'll take our final media break with you all. 3:51 to play in Provo. BYU looking to finish off the Sun Devils. 69-49 all Cougs on the new skin. BYU Sports Network.
back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU Athletics would like to thank Jersey Mike's for being today's game sponsor and being an important part of our team. Jersey Mike's. BYU 69, Arizona State 49, our score, with 3:51 to play. Richie Saunders leading all scorers at 27. A very good Arizona State team doesn't have a single player yet in double figures. Austin Mason has 9. 4 players with 8. Freeman, Quaintance, Sannon, and Ali. Come back into BYU basketball. Cougar basketball brought to you by All Pro Capital. Put your money to work with smart real estate investments. Visit allprocapital.com for more information. All Pro Capital, celebrating 15 years of creating wealth.
Now, better second half, Greg, for Yegor, as we've talked about. He's got the 4 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists. He's still struggling with putting points on the board, but the 7 assists, it makes a difference to have him on the floor. The team just runs better, and guys get better looks when he's on the floor, and he does a good job finding them. So that 7 assists is a big deal.
Yegor's got the ball in his hands in forecourt. BYU left to right as we see it, and you hear it here in half number two. Yegor between the circles, 10-second shot clock. Baker left corner, Saunders. Saunders with a career-high 27. Driving kick going out to Yegor for three. Misses it. Offensive rebound. Richie bounces to relieve himself from pressure to the right wing. Skip pass Yegor. Dallenhall left corner. Now Baker will cycle high to Yegor. Back down to a 10-second shot clock again following the offensive rebound. Yegor getting around Quaintance. Bounces it low and turns it over. Yegor takes a hit. A little slow to regain his balance, but turnover number 13 for BYU in this game. For Yegor, that's 4 turnovers to go along with 7 assists. He has 4 of BYU's 13. Arizona State down 20, but just over 3 minutes remaining. BYU looking for its 10th win of the season. BYU will go to 10-2. ASU would drop to 9-3. BJ Freeman, 3-minute clock. Skip pass left wing, Miller. Post feed, Quaintance. Skip pass, Freeman. 3. Yes. BJ Freeman. 11. First Sun Devil in double figures. That's his third three. ASU is a team just 6 for 28. 2:45 to go. The Cougar lead 17, 69-52. Dawson Baker on the arc right. Between the circles, Dallin Hall. 3 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists for Dallin. Dallin has tied Michael Smith on the Cougar career assist mark today. Dallin finds an open Baker, lets a man fly by. Step back three, in and out. Rebound collected by Saunders. Reset to Dallin Hall. Cougs can run some clock here.
The Sun Devils are like 2024. The clock's running out on them.
27-6 for Richie today. Points and rebounds. Foose has it knocked away by Phillips, and he's fouled by Phillips. So on Phillips number 2, on ASU number 9, 1-1 for Fuseni Traore. So Foose on a 4-point day, a 4-rebound day, will go to the line for the first time. Foose has made his last 16 free throw attempts. Traore on the year, 24 of 26 at the line. Outstanding. BYU basketball brought to you by Bam Bam's Barbecue, as Foose's free throw streak comes to an end. Bam Bam's perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Turnover on the ASU forecourt. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right here in Provo. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone.
Hey, elbow punch! Elbow punch!
2 minutes to go. BYU up 17. Yegor between the rings. Dallin left side. 20-second shot clock. 1:50 on the game clock. Demon.
Interesting, they put Quaintance on Demon.
And he turnover. Gets a turnover. Number 5 for Yegor. Passes it right into the hands of Jaden Quaintance. A Euro reverse flip and in by Bashir Jihad. 6 for Jihad. And 69-54 down to a 15-point game. 90 seconds to go. Richie drives the base and pulls it out to the left elbow. Yegor, top of the key, won't take that 3. A little bit of a mixed bag for Yegor. 4 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 turnovers. His first game back, though. Good acclimation game. How about Richie for 30?
How about it?
Six threes for Saunders. King Richard. First Cougar with 30 in almost 3 years. 72-54, our new score. 1 minute to go. Fusa steal. Lead to Saunders. Richie leading a three-on-one. Bounces to Baker. The assist from Saunders. His first helper of the day. 74-54. BYU by 20. What a play. And what a day for Richie Saunders.
Yeah, he's just spectacular, isn't he? Everything is so likable about him. How hard he plays, the way he plays, and how good he plays. Nobody like Richie Saunders.
Last player to score 30 was Alex Barcelo. Pretty good three-point shooter himself. Had 33 on February 12, 2022, almost 3 years ago. And with 59.7 to go and a timeout on the floor, we're staying right here with it as Coach Kevin Young goes deep into his bench to finish this one out as the Cougs are finishing off the Sun Devils 74-54. BYU basketball brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires location. Big O Tires, the team you trust. 30 for Richie.
You know, he had some really brilliant spots last year, but he was playing behind Jackson Robinson, and I just felt like if he could give BYU a chance and come back like he did, that he would now be freer to show what he could do. And he's a great three-point shooter and so good off the dribble and at the rim, and apparently good passer, too, in transition.
Joins Dawson Baker as the second Cougar with a career scoring high of 30 or more. 74-54. Closing seconds here in Provo. What a Big 12 opener for BYU.
I love the defense that BYU's played. They've been switching it up. Here's the three.
Mason misses. Offensive rebound to Sean Phillips. And a reset. Nearly picked out by Mag. Yes, he deflects it. But what will drive it and lay it up and in. Mo makes it a 22-point lead. BYU by 22 for the first time today. 76-54.
13 turnovers. And it's like the BYU football defense just switching a lot of different looks, making it so hard for the Sun Devils. That wasn't hard as a slam dunk down low. Inconsequential.
Phillips dunks. Arizona State, their previous season low was 55. They get to 56 with that one right there. So a second lowest point total number. As with 10 seconds to go, Elijah Crawford's going to bounce this one out for BYU. 76-56. The Cougs win their Big 12 opener by 20 here at the Marriott Center. Happy New Year indeed, Cougar Nation.
Yeah, what a way to start the Kevin Young Big 12 era and for this team to get a big needed win at home to start conference play.
So the Cougs end 2024 in style, beating ASU by a mile. 76-56 is your final. Richie Saunders 30 to pace the Cougs career high for the Colonel. BYU basketball brought to you by JCW's. Dinner after the game at JCW's includes something for everybody, from burgers to wings, shakes to salads. JCW's quality and a lot of it in Lehigh, American Fort, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. Postgame coverage begins next on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Back to Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell, on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
All right, the back at the Marriott Center, where BYU basketball today was brought to you in part by Jones Paint and Glass. Jones Paint and Glass, serving Utah and the Intermountain West since 1938. Visit jonespg.com to find a location near you. Big 12 opener goes to BYU, 76-56 over Arizona State today here at the Marriott Center. BYU lost its Big 12 opener last year to Cincinnati here at home, then went to Baylor and ended up opening up 0-2 in Big 12 play. That will not happen this year, and the Cougs have another tough task in game number two. They'll go to Houston on the weekend, take on the nationally ranked Cougars of UH. But as for today, what a showing. After a first half that ended with Arizona State gaining momentum, ending the first half on a 16-5 run, so it's only a five-point game at halftime. But Mark, the way BYU opened the second half gave the Cougs the boost they needed, and BYU outscores Arizona State by 15 after the break to win this one 76-56. And the scoring star today, a man who missed his first ever game as a BYU Cougar in the Cougs' last outing against Florida A&M. It was Richie Saunders, back and back with a resounding statement, 30 for Rich.
Well, he certainly got his bell rung in that last game, but he rung some bells today, knocking down three after three. And the great thing about Richie is
the completeness of his game. What can you say badly about him? Great three-point shooter, great off the dribble, unbelievable finisher, tremendous defender, hard rebounder, just does it all. The 30 points is a bonus, but, man, he is just a complete basketball player. So fun to watch. And if I had any kids left that was teaching about basketball, I'd say, watch that guy. He knows how to do it.
BYU shoots 48% to Arizona State's 37%. The Cougs have now won 12 consecutive games without shooting the opposition. They hold the Sun Devils to 56, their second lowest scoring number of the season. And when the Cougs hold an opponent under 60 points, that's now 14 consecutive wins for BYU. Cougs shot 31% from three at 10 for 32, but another double-digit three-point day for BYU. ASU was only 6 for 29, 21%. So in their last two games against BYU, last year in Vegas and today, Arizona State shoots 10% and 21% from the three-point line. BYU 10 of 14 at the stripe, 71%. Arizona State 8 for 10 for 80. BYU outboards Arizona State by 10 in this game, 38 to 28, including 13 to 11 on the offensive glass. And the Cougs bettered the expected margin or expected ratio. You want at least 1 point for every offensive rebound. BYU today bettered that, 16 points on 13 offensive boards. ASU underperformed, only 6 second-chance points on 11 offensive rebounds. Turnovers, BYU had 14 of them to Arizona State's 13, but the Cougs outscored the Sun Devils in points off of turnovers, 19 to 17. Bench points to BYU plus 1 at 19 to 18. Paint points to BYU plus 12 at 36 to 24. Fast break went to Arizona State 13 to 12. This number is notable. Arizona State did not block a shot today. Jaden Quaintance came into the game as the shot block per game leader among teams that qualify. Second, if you include a player from Queens, who BYU also saw earlier in the year. So, Quaintance, one of the top shot blockers in the country. No shot blocks for him or the team today. That's a notable note. 17 assists for BYU on 28 makes. 17 assists, 17 turnovers. Arizona State, 11 assists on 21 makes. 11 assists and 11 turnovers. Richie Saunders, 30 points on 11 for 18 from the field. Career high 6 of 11 from 3. So never had more than 4 threes in a game. He had 6. Never had more than 26 points in a game. He had 30. He added 6 rebounds and an assist in the closing minute. He goes 30 points in 30 minutes. The other Cougar in double figures scoring, Cannon Catchings, 11. Then you go to Cato with 9, a 9-10 day, points and rebounds for K, but today well done. Baker also with 9 to go with 3 rebounds and 5 assists. For Dawson Baker, 5 assists, 1 off, a career high. 4s for Traore and Nell and Yegor, 3 for Dallin Hall, 2 from a Wood Mag, 76 for BYU, 76-56 is your final. B.J. Freeman led the Sun Devils with 11. BYU goes to 10-2. The Sun Devils fall to 9-3. Now for our Nu Skin Data Discovery, brought to you by Nu Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Mark, what do you see in the data that you've discovered here today?
Well, this is kind of a funny one. You mentioned the 0 blocks. Well, BYU had 3. BYU is actually a really good shot blocking team. And when Kaba or Cannon block your shot, you remember it. They don't mess around. They like block it with their armpits, and they're it's angry too. So I think, you know, you don't underestimate BYU's ability to block shots. They're really good defensive, and that's the bigger point of it is. One of my biggest concerns going to conference play was defense. And BYU's made great strides defensively. Today was their best defensive performance against a good offensive team, whether it's blocking shots or getting turnover. Really, really nice job defensively. They're getting good at it.
Yeah, BYU's defensive block shot percentage coming in, as Mark notes, was pretty good. They were 45th, so top 50 in defensive block percentage, but Arizona State was 23rd in that category, and the Sun Devils did not have a block shot on the day. 76-56 in front of almost 17,000 fans for this New Year's Eve matinee. What a way to start Big 12 play. All right, we'll have much more coming up from Provo, but coming up next, we go back to our BYU radio studios for Cougar Post Game Live. Ben Bagley is standing by with that. So Big O Tires Cougar Post Game Live tips off with Ben. Then we'll return courtside to the Marriott Center for player and coach interviews. That's all ahead here on
This is Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Cougar Postgame Live is also brought to you by Delta, official airline of the BYU men's basketball team. Here's your host, Ben Bagley.
And welcome on into Cougar Postgame Live, presented by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Just like BYU, you trust that team. They moved to 10-2 on the season and 1-0 in Big 12 play with a 76-56 win over Arizona State here on New Year's Eve at the Marriott Center. Taking a look at scores from the Big 12 earlier today, an upset in the first week or the first set of games for the Big 12 conference. West Virginia upsets 7th-ranked Kansas in Lawrence 62-61. Eduardo Andre, 15 points to lead the Mountaineers in the win. The last time the Jayhawks lost at Allen Fieldhouse, February 27th, 2024, to your BYU Cougars. I'm sure everyone in their cars right now driving home from the Marriott Center or at home listening on the radio remember that game and the Dallin Hall crossover step-back three-point shooter. I know Hunter Dickinson does. 25th-ranked Baylor blew out Utah 81-56 earlier today. Four different Bears score 15-plus points in the win. Norchad Omer had 15 points and 14 rebounds with a double-double in the home win. UCF gets an 87-83 win at Texas Tech this morning. 24 points for Darius Johnson and 22 for Deshaun Hall in the win. Next up for BYU, they'll on the road on Saturday to face the other Cougars in the Big 12, the 9-3 Houston Cougars. Yesterday, the 14th-ranked Houston Cougars also got a road win in Big 12 play, kicking off 1-0 in Big 12 play over Oklahoma State 60-47. Juwan Roberts led the Cougars with 20 points and 11 rebounds. In that game, we'll see the Cougars and the Cougars on Saturday. You can hear it right here on the new skin BYU Sports Network. Checking some scores from college football as bowl games are upon us. An upset earlier as Michigan beats 11th-ranked Alabama 19-13 in the ReliaQuest Bowl. Jordan Marshall for Michigan, 23 carries for 100 yards in that win. That win also means Alabama quite possibly and frankly should drop below BYU in the final CFP standings, which is a good sign for BYU, as next year's standings often relate to what it ended up being this year. Fair or not, that's just the truth. Other college football scores in bowl games. Games going on right now in the Citrus Bowl. It's 20th-ranked Illinois with a 21-17 lead over 15th-ranked South Carolina. That game is about a minute and a half left in the fourth quarter. Illinois has the ball looking to wrap things up. They are in the red zone. Look like they're in scoring position trying to kill the clock and get the win in the Citrus Bowl. In the Texas Bowl, it's the Bayou Bengals, LSU, up 41-24 on Big 12 opponent Baylor. The Tigers with a 34-point first half over Baylor and just held them off here in the second half. 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter in that game. Finals, I mentioned Alabama, Michigan, Louisville, Washington in the Sun Bowl. Louisville gets the win over Washington 35-34. Later tonight, the first college football playoff quarterfinal in the Fiesta Bowl as 6th-ranked Penn State faces 3rd-ranked Boise State. That game in about an hour from now for the Fiesta Bowl. I'm sure many of us will be tuning into that as part of our New Year's Eve festivities. Again, BYU with the 20-point 76-56 win over Arizona State in the Marriott Center by a 30-point career high by Richie Saunders. On 11 of 18 shooting, and he got help in the second half, as we talked about at halftime, as the Cougars shot 60% in the second half, outscoring the Sun Devils 45-30 in the second half to get the win. And because BYU wins, fans, you're going to win as well. Fans, remember, when the Cougars win, you win with Papa John's Pizza. Use the online promo code BYU50 on the app or at participatingpapajohns.com. Do this tomorrow and receive 50% off pizza. This offer good at any Utah location tomorrow only. Can't think of a better way to start your New Year's than 50% off pizza. After the break, we'll send you back to the Marriott Center for more Cougar Post Game Live with Greg and Mark. BYU gets the win, 76-56, undefeated thus far in Big 12 play, 1-0. For the Cougar Post Game Live with Greg and Mark, that's coming up next on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin BYU Sports Network.
All right, so welcome back courtside to the Marriott Center here in Provo, Utah. Final score, BYU 76 and Arizona State 56. Dallin Hall is on the headset and standing by to join us. Let's get you first our postgame honorees before we get to Dallin. We'll start with our steel man of the game, brought to you by Palmer's Metal Mark, everyone's metal store for over 30 years. Proud sponsor of BYU basketball. And the Palmer's Metal Mark steel man of the game honor today is going to go to Kaba Keita. 9 points and 10 rebounds, nearly double-double for Kaba. He was impressive with 5 of his 10 boards coming on the offensive end. So Kaba Keita, who is plus 17 on the day, is our Palmer's Metal Mart steel man of the game. As for the Waystar star of the game, not much drama here. It's brought to you by Waystar, simplifying healthcare payments. Learn more at waystar.com. Career high 30 for Richie Saunders. 11 for 18 from the field, 6 of 11 from deep, career high 6 threes, along with 6 rebounds and an assist, plus a block, plus a steal, 30 points in 30 minutes. And I know that teammate Dallin Hall couldn't help but be impressed by Richie Saunders today. Dallin, welcome on. Congratulations to you and the guys. And how about that day from Rich?
Appreciate you. Yeah, man. That dude was a walking flamethrower tonight. I've seen that a lot this summer and just playing with Richie for a long time. So, and then when he gets it going, he's relentless getting downhill, super tough to guard, and he's also really selfless. Like, he's not out there trying to get his. He's just playing the right way, always ready to score. So he's a big-time player.
He's trying to get a win.
Yeah, that's what he's about.
He didn't play the last game. Yegor didn't play the last 3 games. You get both those guys back today. The band was back together, and you had your whole group here starting league play. Good timing for that, wasn't it?
Yeah, great timing. I think really smart on our coaches to approach it cautiously and make sure we're ready to go for Big 12. And so we're just grateful to have everyone out there, and you know, it shows the talent we have, the chemistry we have, and now we're just going to keep getting better every game, I think.
Yeah, great opener for you guys, Dallin, and you were part of that team last year, but this is a different ASU team, 9-2, that played well, have a lot of athleticism, young, exciting young players. What was the game plan going into this one? What did you feel like you had to take away from these guys?
Yeah, I think transition was a huge piece, limiting turnover so they couldn't get out and run. Another huge piece was just a tight shell, we call it. They got a couple guys that like to get busy offensively and get into isolation, so we really wanted to make it a 1-on-5 game. And I felt like we did really good on both of those through stretches. There's a couple things we can clean up, and then obviously rebounding. So overall, I thought it was a great performance. There's going to be things we can work on and hash out, but the sky's the limit for us.
Jaden Quaintance was averaging almost 3.5 block shots per game. 0 block shots for ASU as a team today.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that, actually. But, you know, I think our bigs are two of the best bigs in the country, between Foos and Kava, super dynamic veterans. And I think they wear bigs down a little bit. So I credit him. He came in and played hard. But those are two tough guys to be matched up with.
ASU closed the first half on a 16-5 run, so it's a tight game at the break. What was Coach Young and the staff, what were they trying to tell you guys at the break as they kind of stayed in the game at the end of the first half, ASU?
Yeah, Coach actually said something super interesting at halftime. He told us, we got some veterans, we got some crazy talent in our locker room, and we got to play with more swagger. Like, this is our gym, this is our place. We got to, you know, not cockiness, but confidence, like we own it. And so I thought the second half we did a really good job on both ends of the floor having that swagger.
Yeah, I think the defensive swagger is getting better. I think this team has really improved, especially in the last, you know, 4 or 5 games. Do you see that as well? And what do you see as the improvement on the defensive side of things?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of pieces that factor into it. A lot of new guys learn to play together, a new system. But ultimately, we just dialed in on 3 main things, and we call them our standard operating procedures. And that's allowed us to be great defensively. We just focus on making sure it's a tight floor with our guys in great help positions. We're rotating and talking and finishing it with a rebound. And so those three things have really helped us as a team by just simplifying things and being better, you know, flowing together as a defense.
ASU had won 6 of 7 coming into this one, so it's a really nice win. And as important as anything, it's a Big 12 win in a very tough conference.
Yeah, no, it's huge for us, especially, you know, a lot of guys' first Big 12 game to get out here. Our fans showed out, even though, you know, it's the break, so we appreciate Cougar Nation.
And did they ever. Almost 17,000, the official number tonight, 16,9-something.
They always show out for us, and the energy was great. But, yeah, it's the first one of many, I think. So we got to, you know, stay even keeled, learn what we can from it, obviously celebrate today. Happy New Year's to everyone, but then we're going to just keep getting better every day.
And we are off to Houston on the weekend. The clash of the Cougars should be a fun one. Dallin, congrats again on the win. Thanks for today.
Appreciate you guys.
All right, that is Dallin Hall. We'll come back. Kevin Young ahead on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Here's Greg Wrubell with more Big O' Tires Cougar Post Game Live on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
76-56, BYU over ASU. BYU head coach Kevin Young coming up. This was ASU head coach Bobby Hurley in the press conference moments ago.
Coach, you've been a great three-point shooting team, 30-some percent. Just an off night tonight, or was it something BYU was doing?
I mean, I credit BYU, their aggression. Thought they were pretty physical. They did a good job mixing their defenses up. But I do think we left some things on the table, especially early in the game against the high quality caliber opponent of BYU. Early in the game, you got to try and get off to a good start, especially on the road. Very good environment, loud. We didn't do a good job in either beginning of the first or second half, but certainly I thought they were very good on defense. They were very aggressive at that end of the floor, and they took a lot away from us today.
Bring up that start, how critical was that? It played a role in you guys kind of trying to get yourself out of the hole?
Yeah, I mean, it's not ideal, that's for sure. It happens on the road, and we kind of got punched in the mouth early in the game. I liked the way we responded the last 8 minutes of the half. I thought our defense really stepped up. We had, I think, 7 of 8 stops to end the half, and we got it back to 5. And then our struggle shooting the ball in the first half kind of changed gears, and then we had a hard time taking care of the ball. In the second half, we had 3 turnovers at halftime, and we had 4 by the first media in the second half. So we didn't do a lot of things that that you need to do to beat a good team on the road. And BYU, I really like what they have. They jumped out of me on film. I knew it was going to be a really hard game because they have good young players. And And the kid Saunders is a very good player. He was excellent tonight.
All right, that's Bobby Hurley, the head coach of the Sun Devils. Kevin Young, the head coach of the Cougars, next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Time to hear from BYU head coach Kevin Young. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, serving sweet memories for 75 years. The Cougar Postgame Coaches Show is also brought to you by Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners, a national leader in business valuation. Learn more at ryanvaluation.com. Let's rejoin the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
It's BYU's first ever Big 12 opening win, and it comes today against Arizona State. 76-56 is our final. The Cougs have beaten the Sun Devils last 6 in a row here at the Marriott Center. And the Cougs overall, Marriott Center win streak goes to 14 today. Head coach of the Cougars, Kevin Young, now on the headset. Coach, congratulations on your first Big 12 conference win today.
Appreciate it. Yeah, no, it was a great environment in here. Love playing at the Marriott Center. The place was rocking tonight, or today, I should say. So it was just a good game all around.
Not officially a sellout, but it may as well have been. 16,926. Tough to see an open seat on a Tuesday afternoon for BYU basketball. What a day.
Unbelievable, yeah. I mean, someone asked me about that yesterday, like, oh, you worried about the Marriott Center, with the students being out there. I got a sneaky suspicion it'll still be pretty loud in there. So, yeah, this place is awesome.
Well, congrats, Coach. That's a big deal. Get your first Big 12 win, and I think an important game to get off on the right foot in conference with the home game. One of the things I really like that I'm seeing, Coach, is the defensive improvement. I know that's something you've been working on, and made a lot of progress. I like how you switch up a lot. I'm a proponent of giving different looks. Seems to me that's a big part of what you're trying to do to keep teams on their toes a little bit, showing them different looks. Is that kind of how you approach it?
Yeah, no, I mean, that's something that we had talked a lot about in the preseason. You know, a lot of my staff is, you know, big on that. It's something that isn't as prevalent, you know, in my past coaching life, but, you know, did it a lot when I was a young head coach in the G League, and it's something that I think keeps teams a little bit off balance. And, you know, our guys have, you know, done a good job of being able to, you know, switch things up.
Rebounding edge plus 10 today, points in the paint edge a plus 12, and you made the offensive rebounds count today. A better than 1-to-1 ratio in second chance points to 0 rebounds. You were 16 points off 13 offensive boards, and you outscored the Sun Devils 16-6 in second chance today.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, I've harped on from the second I've got here. You know, we want to be an offensive rebounding team, which we have been. And, you know, it's unselfish for our guys to go get an offensive rebound. You know, a lot of times you see people trying to just put it back up in traffic. Like, you know, if we don't have a clean putback, our guys do a great job of kicking it out for threes. And so, you know, it was good to see multiple guys getting in there and making that happen.
We're a couple minutes in with you. We haven't said the words Richie or Saunders yet. So I think now's the time to talk about a career-high 30 from Rich.
Yeah, I mean Richie – yeah, I think I've been pretty vocal about just how important he is to our team. I think he's a great player. He's a great teammate, and just the way he gets stuff done out there, I think is what I love the most. You know, he's a low maintenance guy. You know, we run some stuff for him, but a lot of stuff that he gets, man, he just makes things happen on his own, and but does it within our, you know, our system. And so I think that's what I love more than anything, and I love tonight how his leadership is really starting to show more. I saw him talking to Cannon in different occasions, and so, you know, we're challenging him to be more of a vocal leader as well.
Great to see Yegor back on the floor after about a month. You know, obviously there's some rust, the three wasn't falling for him, had a couple turnovers, but there were some sections in that game. I thought, this is what I'm used to seeing. This is what I like to see from him. He does still get 7 assists, 4 rebounds, so he's doing good things for you. But what do you see from him kind of going forward? What do you need from him, and where is he at in his progress?
Yeah, I thought, you know, it's tough to sit on the Providence game that he had for as long as he had to sit on it. The rest of us were able to flush that pretty quick and move on. He obviously didn't have that luxury. So I did expect him to press a little bit. I think, you know, big thing with him and his shooting is really, I think, the shot selection. I think he takes some rush shots at times where those are tough for anybody to make. And so we can work with him there. I love his floor game. I mean, I thought he was, you know, as good as advertising pick and roll. You know, had some turnovers late that are kind of were uncharacteristic of him. But, you know, I thought his floor game really allowed us to open things up and find a lot of those threes that he generated with his passing.
We'll have closing comments with Coach Kevin Young coming up. This is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, brought to you by the BYU Creamery. Creamery ice cream delivered right to your door. Order today at creamery.byu.edu, serving sweet memories for 75 years. More with the coach, Kevin Young, next. His team defeats ASU today. Final score 76-56 on a great day of basketball at the Marriott Center, right here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Now, back to the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
All right, to Greg Wrubell and Mark Durant with BYU head coach Kevin Young. The Cougs over the Arizona State Sun Devils today, 76-56. BYU now 10-2 on the year, 1-0 in the Big 12. Time for our Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at RyanValuation.com. ASU came into today 23rd in defensive block shot percentage. And today, ASU had 0 block shots. And Jaden Quaintance, who's a one-man shot-blocking machine, was kept out of the block category today. How did you keep Arizona State from doing what the Sun Devils do so well today?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a couple things. You know, just I think our spacing is something that we talk a lot about. You know, I think with our shooting, you know, it's harder for, I think, teams to crowd the paint against us. That's one. And then two, you know, I think our guys did a good job for the most part of making paint reads, you know, in this game. You know, Yegor, one he had comes to mind in transition where he pushed it played off 2 feet in the paint, kicked it for a three. So just simple stuff that we talk about every day, we drill every day, and there was good carryover.
Well, Coach, what a difference a year makes. I don't know if this time last year you expected to be here, but we're sure glad you're here, and a great start to conference play. What do you think, from what you can tell and watching games and just your experience, what is the difference between kind of that preseason mode and when you get into conference play?
Yeah, I think it's just everything is turned up a level. You know, it kind of reminds me a little bit of, you know, two things in the NBA world. One is the kind of the post All-Star break is kind of that how that operates in the NBA, where everyone starts to turn it up a notch and gets ready for the playoffs. That's kind of what this feels like. And you know, luckily for me, you know, Dallin, Trey, Foose, Richie, you know, Trevin, you know, Dawson, even though he was injured, like we've got guys that have run this gauntlet before. And so I've relied on them, and I think their experience has been good in terms of letting our young guys know what's coming.
Back into this game for a second. You had a 16-point lead late in the first half, but you go to the half, it's a 5-point game suddenly, and you had to be aware that of the last 4 ASU wins, 3 had come when they were trailing at halftime, so you knew what you had there. What did you want your guys to kind of drill down on when that lead got tight at the break?
Yeah, first of all, I didn't coach the end of the half very well, so I didn't put our guys in a good enough position, so some of that stuff's on me. But in terms of the halftime, you know, we talked to our guys a lot about just playing with an edge, with the swagger, with the confidence. You know, we got a good basketball team. You know, we got a lot of talent, we got a lot of shooting, we got a lot of unselfish guys. And, you know, I challenged our guys to come out and play with an edge, and I thought that they did that, and that's, you know, to the tune of a 9-0 run to start that half, and, you know, that was really good to see.
You said you're still getting familiar with some of the college vernacular when it comes to the metrics, but it's a quad 2 win, and you were looking for a quad 2 win here this week. You got one, and you can build on this now because a lot of quad 1 opportunities are coming really quickly as well.
No, for sure, and I am you know, learning on the fly with all that type of stuff. But I know we have work to do. You know, we let a, you know, non-conference, we didn't play as tough of a schedule as I personally would have liked, but that's a story for another day. And in the power games that we did play, you know, we came up short. So I told our guys, you know, look, we have work to do. And so this was a step in the right direction there.
All right, final day of 2024, and it brings us to the league slate getting truly into a grind, 2 games every week for 10 weeks. Your Tuesday, Saturday essentially every week except one where you're a Wednesday, Saturday. So you know the rhythm and the routine you're going to be in now. And things don't get any easier, as they never do in this Big 12. You're off to Houston on the weekend.
Yeah, man, I love the cadence that we're going to be coming on here. I think that'll help us, you know, just get into a rhythm as far as our preparation. So we got a good template there. And, yeah, man, like you said, this is a tough league, and that's one of the reasons that this job was enticing to me, was to come out and be able to play, you know, really good teams every night, good coaches every night, good players every night. So, you know, our guys are, I think, really excited about what's to come, and tonight I think is a confidence builder as we take it onto the road.
As in any league, it's so important you just win your home games, because there were 4 road winners in the Big 12 here on day one and night one, and so you get a big home win that way, kind of hold serve, and then take your game on the road.
Absolutely. I think there's a recipe if you study kind of who's made it, you know, out of this league into the tournament. Obviously winning your home games is a huge part of that recipe, but you know, I'm trying to be vocal about this, but like I've never been able as a competitor to wrap my head around like almost succumbing to this notion of like, oh, it's a road game. You know, I just don't believe in that. And so I think the scheme's the scheme, the game plan's the game plan, and you got to go get it done. And so for us to do what we want to do, we're going to have to do that, and we got a good chance to go do that here in a few days.
We look forward to it in Houston. Coach, congratulations on Big 12 win number one. Many more to come. Thanks again. Congrats.
Thanks, guys. Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year to you and your family. That is Kevin Young, and that will do it for BYU basketball on this New Year's Eve matinee here at the Marriott Center, where almost 17,000 fans were on hand to watch BYU go wire to wire. Yes. ASU did not lead for a single second of this game today. Good ASU team goes down 76-56. We're off and running, and Coach talks about the cadence, and here we go. It's 10 straight weeks. It's 2 games a week. You know what's coming. You see the results already. You know what's been done in this league. West Virginia gets a win in Lawrence. UCF goes into Lubbock and gets a win. K-State rises up and beats a ranked Cincy team yesterday. Here we go, Mark.
Well, it's just one game, but I thought it was a really big game. I just didn't want to get behind the eight ball early. This was a great start, and I credit to the guys coming off that break, Christmas, all that stuff. They were ready to go in this one. They came out with a lot of fire and played great and really caused problems for ASU early. And ASU, like I said, well, we talked, they have some real guys. They got some athletes, and they've had a good season. And BYU just kind of took them out of everything. And the defense looks much better, which was a concern. The offense continues to click. And Richie's dad shaking my hand right now. Whatever he did for Richie, you know, good job, Rich, because he had it going tonight, and it's fun. I just love Richie, and I want good things to happen for him, and he did some great things tonight. Anyway, I look forward to now, like Coach Young said, go on the road to Houston. I know he doesn't put a lot of merit in that, but it's harder. It's just plain harder to win, and you have to really be in control of your mind and your temperament, and we saw it hurt ASU today. So we'll see how this team does in that environment, but I'm very optimistic after today.
Shall we revisit your pregame keys to the game before we say so long? I say we do.
Let's do it,
because they were good keys,
right?
Because you got them right. You wanted Arizona State to be at or under 30% on its three-point tries, and they were at 21% today.
Yeah, and again, that's like, I don't know, 17, 18 percentage points below their season number. So that's really impressive, and that's been a problem for BYU. Teams shot the lights out, and so great job on that one. And then I think the other one was plus five and rebounds, another great job. This is a team that had – guys, I mean, 6'9", 6'10", 6'11", I mean, and jumpers, and BYU dominated again on the boards. It's really impressive. Keita is just a man in the paint. It's just so fun to watch him.
You wanted BYU plus five on the boards, and the Cougs were plus 10 for you today. So Mark Durant's keys to the game were good ones, and today's game was a good one for BYU. 76-56 is your final score. Let's thank our crew back at BYU Radio. Our studio host, Ben Bagley, coordinating producer, Terry South, control board operators and editors, James Finlayson, Maya Tippetts, and Kaylee Radford, and our BYU Radio engineer, Barry Squires. Appreciation going out to BYU Basketball Communications Director Tyson Jeff. His counterpart from Arizona State, Connor Smith. We thank Connor for setting us up with Coach Nick Urban, a pregame interview with him. And, of course, Tyson responsible for our pre- and postgame interviews with Coach Young and today, Dallin Hall. Thanks to all of those folks and to Kirsten Meredith. Kirsten is back and on the job
because
we're in the Big 12 play now. So now she makes sure that we get the opposing coach on the air as well. So thanks to Kirsten for getting those comments from Coach Bobby Hurley in the ASU postgame press conference as well. So for all of those folks, It's Mark Durant and it's Greg Wrubell.
Happy New Year, wishing
Cougar
Happy
Nation
New
Happy New Year.
Year,
right?
Happy birthday to Stratton, my daughter, 2 days ago. Happy New Year. The best is yet to come.
There we go. So long to 2024. We will talk to you in 2025 from Houston and the Fertitta Center on Saturday. It'll be Saturday afternoon, Saturday matinee for the Clash of the Cougars. Between now and then, we've got a coach's show for you. Join me and Kevin Young and a player guest on Thursday night in Studio C at BYU TV for BYU Basketball with Kevin Young. Look to my X feed for a link to get your free seats, and we'll see you in Studio C on Thursday night for me and the coach. So that is coming up two nights from tonight. Until all of those things occur, my name is Greg Wrubell. Thanking you for tuning in. Our final score is BYU 76 and Arizona State 56. So in the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Once again, Happy New Year and so long from Provo, Utah.
You've been listening to BYU Basketball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Coverage of today's game has been brought to you by All Pro Capital, Real Estate Investments, by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires, the team you trust. Brought to you by Ken Garth, We Hear You, and by Smith's Food and Drug, proud partner of BYU Athletics. BYU Basketball is a production of BYU Athletics in association with BYU Broadcasting. Special thanks to BYU President Shane Reese, Vice President Keith Vorkink, Athletic Director Tom Holmo, and Associate Athletic Director of Corporate Sponsorships, Casey Stauffer. BYU Basketball is an exclusive presentation of the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Good afternoon and Happy New Year, Cougar basketball fans. Welcome courtside inside the Marriott Center on the BYU campus here in Provo, Utah, as today the BYU Cougars open their second season of Big 12 conference play with a league opener against conference newcomer Arizona State. The double team in the short corner. I thought he traveled with a no-call gift to Jihad. He's blocked by Kata, and BYU the other way, leading a 5-4 down the floor. Demin finds the open Richie Saunders for three. That's good! The assist from Yegor, the three-pointer from Richie. The two guys who missed are back in and back on the score sheet. And that's in and out. The slap rebound by Demin to Hall. Reset Richie, top of the key. He'll drive it.
Oh, yeah.
Get right to the rim. Reverse lay-in score! Beautifully done by Richie Saunders. King Richard makes it 5-0 BYU. Catchings off the inbound. Pull, fire, score for three! Cannon Catchings with cannon fire from the left corner. The Cougs have a 6-point lead, game high 6-point cushion at 8-2, 15:45 to play till the break. The shot missed, the rebound to Saunders. Outlets Dallin Hall. Dallin forecourt left side. 4.5 gone. BYU 8, ASU 2. Saunders for a 3. Knocks it down off the assist from Dallin Hall. Left wing bomb from Richie. The Cougs third. Mountain America 3-pointer. Saunders with 8 to lead all scorers, and it's BYU 11, ASU 2. Demin will drive it, find a wide open bag left corner, high arcing shot heavy, offensive rebound, Foose gets hit on his way up and scores it, that should have been an and one, they don't blow the whistle, but Foose rings the bell, at 15-4, BYU by double digits, ASU's 0 for 6 from deep, BYU 3 for 9, Yegor a little shake and bake, drive cut off in the left block, Richie for 3, top of the key, yes, Richie Saunders, timeout Arizona State, timeout Bobby Hurley, it's all BYU early. 18-4, a game-high 14-point cushion. BYU fans on their feet here at the Marriott Center. Cycling Hall to Catchings right corner. Back to down, out high. Foose down low. Dawson will ball fake it, show it, drive it, kick it. Down and three! The Cougs fifth three here in the first half. And BYU back up double digits. Three-point shooting. Keeping BYU in front in this one. 21-10 has it in Catchings' far boundary, but we're down to a 4-second shot clock. Dallin Hall launched from well outside of NBA range. Offensive rebound. Cable jump hook, yes, and one! Dallin Hall shot a little early from way outside, almost 40 feet. And it was rebounded by Kava, the stick back, and the score, the foul, chance for a three-point play. Rebound by his numerical opposite, Yegor Demin. Yegor will drive and kick. No look from Dawson, right corner. Cannon drive and dunk! Cannon Catchings! Cleared for takeoff! Right baseline! Gets up and throws down. BYU by 16 for the first time, 26-10.
That two-point shot that he took is probably the same percentage as a three, so why not shoot the three?
Catchings for three.
There you go.
There they go. Mark on cue. Cannon with a three-pointer left corner. And 29-17, the Cougar lead back up to a dozen. From the perimeter, left wing Dawson Baker. Dawson will drive to the free throw line. Low on Quaintance and scores over him. Leans back and against the nation's block shots per game leader, Jaden Quaintance. Dawson Baker with a tough make. What a finish to give BYU the 11-point lead, 31-20. Finds Ruchi with two and with one for three. Banked it, nearly made it, doesn't make it. 31-26, BYU lead at halftime. It is not. Misses from three. And the rebound collected by Kava. Kava right in front and sticks it back up and in. Offensive rebound score by Kava K to BYU by 7, 33-26. Thought about the three right side. We'll drive it right to the rim. Layup. There it is! Yegor Demin with his first 2 points of this game. The lid is off. 35-26, BYU by 9. Yegor up top, but the Cougs another offensive board. Richie for three in the corner. Good! And the Cougs go up a dozen!
Turned
a
out
7-0
good.
Spurt to start the second half, and Bobby Hurley calls a timeout. 1 minute and 41 seconds in. How about Richie for 30? How about it? Six threes for Saunders. King Richard! First Cougar with 30 in almost 3 years. 72-54, our new score. Kava sets the high pick. Down will roll off it to Kava. Kava clear for the throwdown! And the assist to Dallin Hall. And with that assist, he now ties Mike Smith for 16th all-time at BYU in career helpers.
There he is on cue.
Richie off the assist from Yegor Demin. Richie Saunders beneath the basket, lays it up and in. He's got 18. Yegor with his fifth assist.
Throw, there's a steal from Yegor.
He'll drive it and dunk it! Yegor!
with two more for BYU, 44-30. Cougs lead it. Drift pass to Richie Saunders. He'll get to the rim, and there is the 16-point lead. Saunders with 20.
He got slingshotted by a Sun Devil, and they didn't call it, but it helped him. It gave him some extra momentum.
48-32, the Cougs have restored their game-high 16-point cushion. Demon down low to Richie. Reverse flip and scores again! 22 for Saunders, and for Yegor, assist number 7. Welcome back to both those guys.
Yeah, the Richie get Richier out there right now for BYU.
18-point lead for the first time, 50-32, BYU. Cross-court Richie. Richie will drive, cuff, lean back, miss it, put back, tip by Kava!
That was close.
Kava, 9-8. And the Cougar lead is 16, 52-36. Does well to collect it, and he'll take it into forecourt. Dawson's a good ball handler, and he'll handle it into the paint. Stop, bank, and score.
Where did he squeeze after? A defender came to help. He had one on his left and still makes it.
And BYU equals the game-high cushion of 18. Dawson Baker, shot maker. Cannon, big three. Knocks it down. Cannon catching three-pointer from the left wing to extend the lead. 59-43. BYU by 16. The Cougs, 8-3 of the day. Releases to Baker. Baker has to race past the timeline. Takes a hit, no call. Drive it down the lane to Saunders for three. Backbreaker. 20-point lead for BYU. Richie's first ever game with 5 three-pointers. 65-45. 6-0 BYU run. Sends a pass into Foos. It's knocked right back to Dawson. A repass to Foos. He'll drive and dunk it. Hammer home with two hands. BYU by 21 for the first time. The fans say Foos. Saunders. Penetration. Right to the rim. Lays it up and in. There's the career high for Richie Saunders. 27. New high scoring mark for Richie. They go along with 4 rebounds on this day. 69-49, BYU by 20. 1 minute to go. Fusa steal. Lead to Saunders. Richie leading a 3-on-1. Bounces to Baker. The assist from Saunders. His first helper of the day. 74-54, BYU by 20. What a play. Offensive rebound to Sean Phillips. And a reset. Nearly picked off by Mag. Yes, he can deflect it. But what will drive it and lay it up and in. Mo has with 10 seconds to go. Elijah Crawford's going to bounce this one out for BYU. 76-56. The Cougs win their Big 12 opener by 20 here at the Marriott Center. Happy New Year indeed, Cougar Nation.